breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A huge overnight search and rescue operation on the Potomac River after an American Airlines regional jet and an Army helicopter collided midair last night at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C. 64 people on board the passenger jet inbound from Wichita, Kansas, coming in for a landing at the time of the crash. Three soldiers on the helicopter, which was on a training mission.
As search and rescue efforts were underway in the Potomac River, President Trump issued a short statement describing the crash as a terrible accident. He expressed his thanks to first responders and referring to the passengers and crew aboard the plane and helicopter, the president said, "May God bless their souls."
A number of bodies have reportedly been recovered. The airport will be closed at least until 11 Eastern time this morning. President Trump ordering the worst of the worst criminal illegal aliens to be held at the U.S. Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba.
We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back, so we're going to send them out to Guantanamo. This will double our capacity immediately, right? And it's a tough place to get out of.
Hamas has freed the first of eight hostages in the latest release since the Gaza ceasefire took hold earlier this month. The Laken and Riley Act, now the law of the land, signed into law by President Trump, it mandates detention of illegal immigrants accused of theft and violent crimes. Today, it's Tulsi Gabbard's turn. President Trump's national intel nominee goes before a Senate confirmation hearing. And the Fed holding interest rates right where they are, at least for now. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 188, NASDAQ futures 107 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good Thursday morning. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's 6:03. We are the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot and with Chuck Whitaker every 10 minutes on the threes. Traffic and weather, Chuck.
Yeah, good morning. It looks like fairly quiet early. Just in the last 15 minutes, we cleared a wreck that was eastbound 50 near Roe Boulevard in Annapolis. The roadway is open. You're good from parole over to the Severn River Bridge. At one point, there was some road blockage there, and we had overnight construction that also just cleared in the last several minutes. It was on Route 175 right off of the area at the BW Parkway. So we're open there once again. Parkway pretty active south of Arundel Mills. Nothing major on the Beltway. All the interstates into 695 clear, and a good start with the lanes open at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures cooler today, warming up tomorrow, cooling down over the weekend. Never a dull moment. A few clouds today, but no rain. 48. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain. 54. Saturday, sunny and cooler. 45. Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Reisterstown has 33 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 38. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Governor Wes Moore continues to monitor Wednesday night's mid-air collision near Reagan National. Natural Resources Police responded to the scene last night, along with the Maryland State Police divers to assist with rescue efforts. The Maryland Department of Emergency Management initially raised its operations center to enhanced status to support the response and has since raised the activation level to partial. Maryland U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen says he is praying for all those involved and thankful for the many first responders who are on the scene. Baltimore police investigating a Wednesday shooting in the 200 block of Clay Street. The 35-year-old victim suffered injuries that were not life-threatening and was taken to a hospital for treatment. So far, no word on a suspect or what led to the shooting. Bond has been denied for the 15-year-old charged with murdering a security guard at the Baltimore McDonald's. A 38-year-old Jamal Davis Sr. shot and killed at the restaurant on Reisterson Road on January 12. The teen was arrested 2 weeks later. On Wednesday, the teen's defense attorney requested that he be released to the custody of his mom. The judge denied the request and called the teen a danger to the community. And the TSA says a record number of guns were found at security checkpoints in Baltimore and Washington last year. TSA officers intercepted 117 handguns during routine screenings in 2024, compared with 105 in 2023. It's 6:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. One of our recent customers, a photographer named Ellie, found relief. Let's hear her story. I've had my Good Feet Arch supports for about 2 years now, and I can actually walk around all day without feeling like my feet are going to fall off. I suffered from plantar fasciitis and would wake up every morning with terrible pain. I'm a wedding photographer, and if I didn't have these, I don't think I would make it through my 10-hour days running around. These are a total game changer, and I will always highly recommend them. If you're tired of foot pain holding you back, come in for a free fitting and test walk. Our team will take the time to personally fit you for your own arch support system. And you can try before you buy. On top of it all, they're FSA HSA eligible. Put those dollars to use for a pain-free future. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens coaching moves continue yesterday. The Sun reporting this morning that assistant coach and passing game coordinator Chris Hewitt, a member of the staff since 2012, won't return. New Ravens senior defensive secondary coach Chuck Pagano is now official, though. Pagano, who's been out of football since 2020, was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday explaining why coming back to the Ravens was like riding a bike.
That scheme, AQ, has not changed for the last, 100 years, it seems like. You know, that thing has been intact. There's been coordinator after coordinator after coordinator, but the nuts and bolts of that scheme have not changed. So,
sellout crowd of 17,950 last night in College Park at the Xfinity Center, and the place was rocking.
Bryce in transition for three.
Jason Horowitz with the call on BTN. Three straight three-pointers by Deshaun Harris-Smith, Jacoby Gillespie, and Rodney Rice capped an 11-0 run midway through the second half, a massive turning point in the game, and the Terps win a big one, 76-68 over Wisconsin. It was their fourth win in a row. Maryland now 7-4 in conference play. Coming up at 6:35, taking matters into your own hands. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
To Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now. Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Top of the morning to you.
you. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Thursday, January 30, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Coming up in this hour, Baltimore Ice making arrests here in Maryland, rounding up the bad boys. The first look at RFK Jr. hearings, a masterclass held by RFK Jr. And, of course, our top story is an American Airlines flight from Wichita, Kansas, collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter and plunged in the Potomac River last night. The crash happened near Ronald Reagan National Airport in Arlington, Virginia. The jet had 60 passengers on board, many of them returning from a U.S. figure skating competition in the Midwest, and a crew of four. Three soldiers were aboard the Black Hawk helicopter. Here are comments from the press conference held this morning. First up is D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly. Then you'll hear from Kansas Senator Roger Marshall.
This evening at 8:48, an alert was sounded, initiating a large regional response to a report of an aircraft crash on approach to the airport. At 8:58, the first units arrived on the scene and found an aircraft in the water and began rescue operations. This incident has grown. There's currently about 300 responders working. So it's a highly complex operation. The conditions out there are extremely rough.
You know, when one person dies, it's a tragedy, but when many, many, many people die, it's an unbearable sorrow. It's a heartbreak beyond measure. It's really hard when you lose probably over 60 Kansans simultaneously, and I don't want to forget the pilots and the flight attendants and the military personnel we lost. You know, all those lives are so valuable, and it is such a tragedy that we lost them. Certainly we're crushed in spirit tonight. We mourn with the families who lost loved ones, and thank you for your thoughts and your prayers.
All flights have been grounded. The airport was quickly shut down, expected to reopen at 11 a.m. this morning. President Trump was made aware of this last night, and he posted on Truth Social just after midnight on this deadly collision. And he said the airplane, this is a quote, the airplane was on a perfect and routine line of approach to the airport. The helicopter was going straight at the airplane for an extended period of time. It is a clear night. The lights on the plane were blazing. Why didn't the helicopter go up or down or turn? Why didn't the control tower tell the helicopter what to do instead of asking if they saw the plane? This is a bad situation that looks like it should have been prevented. Not good. What a terrible night this has been. God bless you all. End of quote. I think that's the major question. I don't know if you've seen the video. I have. And clearly the American Airlines plane is coming in on final approach from the south, and you can see it. And then you could see the helicopter in the night heading directly in, you know, for the plane before it hits it, right in the middle of the airplane. And they've released the tower air traffic control video, and there were warnings that the helicopter was on a collision path with the plane. Why no one in the air traffic control tower saw it and warned the helicopter off, or why didn't these chopper pilots make some kind of adjustment? This is the big question here.
Yeah, they were on a, quote, training flight, although that's a little unclear exactly whether that meant that they had new pilots up there training, or this was simply a routine keep your skills up to par training. But either way, you would think that they would have had their antenna up way high, because it is a very heavily traveled part of the world as far as aircraft go.
There are fatalities that have been recovered so far. No survivors as of yet. Our thoughts and prayers with those lost souls.
It's a 13 after right now, 6:13, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes.
We're looking at the west side outer loop. Not much of a buildup yet in the area from 795 down to Frederick Road, but we know that will change between now and before 7 o'clock. So we're looking at the camera now, just switching over down to I-70. And in that area, the pace is still good. Very quiet on the Parkville side. JFX, you're good there from Ruxton Road through the ramps downtown. If you're out in Harford County in Belcamp, there's a report of a wreck, Pulaski Highway, which is Route 40 East, near the light at Route 543. And that construction area is beginning to set up now. They're not blocking any lanes yet, but heads up on 95 North in Harford. Harford County at Route 24. That's exit 76 on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM weather channel forecast, last day of dryness, partly cloudy and dry today, 48. Light rain moves into the area overnight. Tomorrow, on and off rain, could be heavy at times. High of 54, and on Saturday it all is out of here, sunny, dry, and a high of 45. So this is coming off from the Gulf, so it's a lot of moisture involved in this system.
I send it to you.
Thank you very much for the present. Yeah. We appreciate that.
I'll be out sick tomorrow, by the way.
It is 30 and clear in the city, 32 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news for you today. The CEO of Starbucks has announced five new changes to its locations. They include smaller menu, ceramic mugs, self-serve creamers, a new menu format, and tweaks to their online ordering process. But don't worry, Bruce, they'll still spell your name wrong on the cup.
Yes, to good heavens.
Right? Yeah, just make sure you feel at home. RFK Jr. grilled on Capitol Hill during his confirmation hearing to become the new HHS secretary. Of course, he preferred that to being fried, I suppose.
Yeah. Grilled rather than fried, you mean?
The day before, Kennedy's cousin, Caroline Kennedy. Boy, she looks bad.
Rudy does. Bless
wrote
her heart.
A scathing open letter suggesting that RFK Jr. was a predator and unfit to serve.
Hmm.
Boy, it's going to be really awkward around the Kennedy Thanksgiving table this year.
Yes, whoa.
Yeah. Well, and she starts talking about how nice Teddy was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Only leaving people in his car, you know.
A recall of Lay's potato chips says at the FDA's highest level, some bags accidentally contain milk. Could be deadly to people's certain allergies. And don't worry, if you have a dairy allergy, you're probably okay if you eat just one.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me ask you a question. I love that was a good response, by the way. How the hell does milk get in a line that makes potato chips?
That's a great question.
Because it's just, you know, you cut the potatoes, you fry the potatoes, mm-hmm. you salt them, and they're done.
Have you worked on the Lay's assembly line?
I have not, but I've been through the plant.
Okay. Oh, you have?
Yes.
Okay. Well, maybe some cross-contamination. Maybe they make something with milk product on that same assembly line as they do the potato chips.
I don't know.
Yeah. Have you seen A Complete Unknown yet?
No, not yet.
No.
The life story.
Dylan.
Yeah, about Bob Dylan. Apparently, the actor, Timothy Chalamet, is amazing in it. Sounds just like Dylan.
Yeah, it looks good.
He said he put 20 pounds on to play the role of Bob Dylan, and he's blaming the song Everybody Must Get Stoned.
Full of Twinkies.
Exactly. Looks like TikTok is coming for Yelp. TikTok is now offering users a way to rate restaurants after tagging them.
Ooh.
Trump has warned that if TikTok, he might ban the app if they do a bad review of McDonald's.
Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday today to Mr. Big Drums, Phil Collins.
You hear, I don't care anymore. I don't care no more.
Phil turned 74 today, began as a drummer of Genesis when Peter Gabriel left to go solo. Then he auditioned to become the new lead singer. And, of course, his singing was so good, they chose to go with him. Plus, he plays some mean drums.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, he's been in ill health of late.
Yeah, he's
so
not too good.
Doesn't look too good. Yeah, but Phil Collins, great guy.
Yep.
So, a big event last night at the Stake of the Union. Mm-hmm. I want to thank everybody that showed up last night. It was a packed house. Got a chance to meet listeners. They were all asking about Chuck and when Chuck is going to come in. So we're going to target the next one. Let's go to the Crab Feast. Would you come in for the Crab Feast maybe this summer?
I would if I'm invited.
Okay.
You're invited.
Yeah, okay. You're invited.
All right.
So we'll give you the dates and the specifics, because maybe we'll combine the Crab Feast with the Chuck Roast that we've been trying to get going on for quite some time. I think that might be a good, you know, that's a nice setting.
That'd be a good time. We get liquored up and have a good old time.
Yeah, that'd be really good. But thanks to, again, Safe Retirement Solutions, Rod Broey and Lorien Assisted Living for their sponsoring that last night. Met a lot of really nice folks last night. And
I like
you
that.
Were on your best behavior, Bruce.
Yeah, we tried. Vivian was there to help me behave.
Ken Plasek was there. Yeah. Gary Stein was there with his lovely wife, Julie.
Yep. Wow.
So it was a great night had by all. We got a chance to talk about politics, both national and local.
Well, what's amazing, of course, is we were there, and you know, we're doing very well. I mean, the numbers show that we're dominant in the morning. But nobody came up and said, "May I please have my picture taken with you?" However, Kim Plasek, I think, did nothing other than, "May I take my picture with you all evening long?"
What does that tell you?
tells us that she's deserving of the whistles she got. You know,
good-looking woman.
Yeah, or maybe that we've already had pictures taken with most of these individuals.
Yeah,
over the year.
No, I think it's the other way around.
40 years we've been here.
I think she's a good-looking woman, and we're a bunch of has-beens.
I was trying to let Bruce down easily, Chuck, and he went in for the kill.
Hey, by the way, you know, that plane crash. Bless their hearts. Two times in my career now, I've been on the air when a plane went down in the Potomac.
You remember the Air Florida?
Air Florida, yeah. And I lived here at that particular point, and my neighbor lost his wife, his daughter, and his granddaughter.
Oh, my.
And I remember that crash vividly. That was during the Reagan administration.
Snowing.
It was snowing that day right over over the bridge there. Yep. And remember the name of the hero that jumped in to try
Lenny Skutnik.
Lenny Skutnik.
I was maybe about 10 cars back.
Really?
Yeah. I was coming back from a job at the Pentagon, a narration of the Pentagon, just heading back into D.C., heading up, at the time I was living in Greenbelt, so heading back to the Maryland side. And it happened, and we didn't
go anywhere. Did you see the plane?
No, I did not, because of the snow.
Oh, okay.
Right. I did not. Nor did I know what the hell was going on. I just knew the traffic came to a full stop.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I mean, this is... Oh, my thought was, oh, my God. The
DC traffic.
Drivers, rush hour, snow. But there's thank God that he had... Lenny Skutnik went into the water, saved lives.
Yeah, it did.
We had a guy that worked for Metro Traffic at that point, Dave Statter. I don't know if you know him.
Sure.
He was right there at the bridge, just checking on the traffic, and he heard this noise. He said, what the hell was that? And that was the plane hitting the bridge.
Yeah.
Killed the people on the bridge.
Unreal. Well, this crash was picked up by the Kennedy Center camera. You can see the mid-air explosion.
He flew right into it.
Right into the side of the plane.
The plane and went right into him. What the hell's going on with that?
Yeah, somebody made a fatal error, whether it was the pilot of the chopper
I hope it's not intentional.
The FBI has already ruled out terrorism, so...
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Chuck, thanks for seeing a couple. Appreciate that. And thank you for coming out. And if you didn't make it last night, it was a sellout. It was a wonderful evening. And we got a lot more events coming up for you. Stay tuned here to WCBM and on our website for more. The Best of the Morning Drive, available each and every day at WCBM.com and on our Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call Maid Pro.
Maid Pro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on maidpro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. Maidpro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's Maid Pro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then Maid Pro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. Maid Pro, your home clean just how you like it.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs. Cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. We are the Morning Drive at 6:23. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
And both the tunnels are open. Everybody's good there. 895 and 95 southbound so far. No issues. Not even a major backup at this point. So we'll go with that. Very good news there. 95 Russell Street, 395. The Russell Street exit ramp from 95 south. That's a long ramp. Kind of winds its way around. It's busy. They're moving. And then you'll get on to the parkway and head south to the Beltway with really no problems into Adirondack County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly cloudy, dry today, and 48 before the light rain moves in later on this evening. Heavy rains tomorrow. Right now, clear, 31 in Glen Burnie, 30 in Parkville. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, and Marty has written into the show, I do not believe military aircraft do not communicate directly with civilian aviation. That is correct. However, they were in communication with the air traffic control tower at DCA or Reagan National, and we're now getting some transcripts that have been sent out. And the traffic control addressing the chopper, its call sign PAT-25, and then the American Airlines jet was CRJ. And traffic control says, PAT-25, do you have the CRJ in sight? And repeats, do you have the CRJ in sight? Meaning the incoming American Airlines flight, which was on final approach, landing from the opposite direction. And of course, no response from the Black Hawk helicopter. So it appears from this transcript, Bruce, that there was concern whether the Black Hawk helicopter had seen this plane on final approach.
How could you miss it?
I'm sorry, but they
had their landing lights on. These things are incredibly bright. It's all lit up. It's not that they had the red and the green on the opposite wings. They were on final approach. How can you miss it? If you're looking out the front window of the helicopter, it's kind of obvious. A large object in the sky, brightly lit.
Well, let's look at some options here. And look, the plane was pretty much clipped in half. There's three debris fields now in the Potomac River. And, of course, the currents of the Potomac are very, very strong. You have it's a large body of water around Reagan National there. And then you have, of course, the water is chilly. You have wind. It was very gusty, very windy last night. So that the water is murky. And as of right now, there are no survivors, no signs of any survivors. Yeah. And you certainly hope and pray. But I've been told
60 people on board plus the crew.
64, 60 plus the crew. 18 fatalities I'm hearing now so far. Have
confirmed
18, and they're still doing rescue but here's the question. So either this was incompetence on the part of the Black Hawk pilot, or there was some kind of mechanical catastrophic failure aboard the helicopter, because the plane seemed to be fine. The plane was on final approach. It had no sign of any kind of distress. They were not communicating any kind of problems from the CRJ. And, of course, so it's either incompetence or it's mechanical or it was intentional. Now, NBC News is reporting that the FBI field office in Washington is saying that they have no indication or no signs of terrorism at this time. The NTSB obviously is going to be investigating this, and we'll find out probably 2 years from now, you know, what happened. Why we can't get the, and I'm not saying to rush the investigation, but there's got to be, like it was with the Key Bridge, a preliminary report.
Yeah.
And there has to be something that they can look at until they get everything and all their ducks in a row. But clearly, air traffic control saw it. And so the other question is, if air traffic control is saying to the PAT-25, the Black Hawk, have you seen the CRJ? Do you have it? You know, and did they not warn the CRJ? And aren't there collision warnings on aircraft? I thought there was a collision indicator. I'm not sure about the Black Hawk, but I thought on most commercial airliners there is a collision avoidance alert. Yeah, pilots, help me out here, because I thought my uncle was a pilot, and I think I remember him telling me that. But a lot of times it's too late by the time that thing goes off. But clearly you can see from the radar at the DCA Air Traffic Control, you could see that the plane coming in and the chopper getting closer, closer, closer. There was time, seconds maybe, five, maybe 10 seconds at the most, to issue an emergency alert to either the chopper. And again, Air Traffic Control was in communication or had the communication capability with both the Black Hawk and with the commercial airliner, but not on the same frequency, not on the same channel. But they could have warned one or the other or both.
Yeah, one would think. And why it didn't happen is a puzzle, to put it politely.
Yeah, and it's these poor souls. You got at least, we got 18 confirmed fatalities and as many as It's going to be 64 on the plane and three soldiers on the Black Hawk. This is just a horrific.
It's going to be 64. The water temp there in the Potomac, which is pretty rapidly moving this time of year, the water temp is just barely above freezing.
Right.
So hypothermia would kick in, you know, in 15 minutes at the outside, and that's pretty much it for those individuals. So unless there are people they've seen lying on the banks on either side, if they went into the water,
right,
then the chances of them being alive are very, very slim.
Yeah, it does not look good with each passing hour, that is for sure. There was another, Mike says, another thing, air traffic control was snoozing. I don't think they were snoozing because from the transcript, they knew what was happening. They were trying to get a hold of the chopper pilot saying, do you see the CRJ? And they did not. All right, 6:30 up next, round one of the RFK Jr. Hearings. We have the details all sorted and ugly as they are. Right now, time for the latest news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. Governor Westmore continues to monitor Wednesday night's mid-air collision near Reagan. Natural Resources Police responded to the scene last night, along with Maryland State Police divers to assist in the rescue efforts. Baltimore Police investigating a Wednesday shooting. The 200 block of Clay Street, the 35-year-old victim suffered injuries that were not life-threatening. He was taken to a hospital for treatment. So far, no word on the suspect or what led to the shootings. Bond has been denied for the 15-year-old charged with murdering a security guard at a Baltimore McDonald's. 38-year-old Jamal Davis Sr. shot and killed at the restaurant on Reisterstown Road on January 12. The teen arrested 2 weeks later. On Wednesday, the teen's defense attorney requested that he be released to the custody of his mother, but the judge denied the request and called the teen a danger to the community. TSA says that a record number of guns were found at security checkpoints at, in Baltimore and Washington last year. TSA officers intercepted 117 handguns during routine screenings in 2024 compared to 105 in 2023. 47 handguns found at BWI, 41 at Reagan, and 29 at Dulles. State Senator Clarence Lamb, Delegate Joe Vogel, union leaders and workers from across Maryland are holding a press event in Annapolis today to support legislation banning captive audience meetings. They say the meetings are a union-busting tactic where employers require workers to attend anti-union meetings during work hours. Lawmakers point to a recent ruling by the National Labor Relations Board that determined that captive audience meetings are unlawful. 6:32 on WCBM next. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Pick three lotteries from last night, 408. Your pick 40637. And now, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
And we're looking live at 295 on the parkway at Route 32. The lanes are open there. It's busy south of Arundel Mills now and coming down from the airport cutoff. But with the lanes open, northbound at Powder Mill Road coming up from the Capitol Beltway. Don't see any big problems there. Just made a quick check through Annapolis all as well from the Bay Bridge all the way across towards I-97. We talked earlier about this construction zone. They are there now in Harford County. They're doing some work northbound 95 after Route 24. Slowing already, 76-mile marker on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures cooler today, warming up tomorrow, cooling down over the weekend. Never a dull moment. A few clouds today, but no rain, 48. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, 54. Saturday, sunny and cooler, 45 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com. At Blindster, we offer custom-made faux wood and real wood blinds and shutters, cellular shades, Roman shades, bamboo shades, exterior shades, and more, all at factory direct prices. Don't pay too much for new blinds. Go to Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, change is the only constant, and so it is with the Ravens coaching staff. The team parting ways with passing game coordinator Chris Hewitt. Hewitt had been on the staff since 2012 and was actually coached by John Harbaugh when Hewitt was a college player at Cincinnati. Meanwhile, Ravens continued going back to their roots on the defensive side of the ball, making official the hiring of Chuck Pagano as senior secondary coach. Here's Pagano yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show.
The role is absolutely perfect. You know, I'm really not dying to be a head coach again and have all that responsibility, a coordinator, all the pressure that comes with that.
Meanwhile, the Ravens Pro Bowl exodus continues. Now Roquan Smith, Nnamdi Matabike begging off, joining Lamar and Derrick Henry, who asked out of the Pro Bowl yesterday. Sad news out of Philadelphia. An 18-year-old Eagles fan reportedly suffered brain trauma after a fall from a light pole and is on life support after celebrating the team's NFC title. City officials have urged fans not to climb the poles during their celebrations. You may remember 2 years ago when the Eagles made Super Bowl 57, also against the Chiefs. Poles were greased up to prevent fans from climbing. In fact, there have been several scary incidents on Sunday night after the game, including a shooting, a stabbing, and other assaults. Badgers and Terps yesterday in College Park. What a night it was at the Xfinity Center.
Gillespie again into the paint. Johnson down for Reese. He's fouled! And the opportunity for three.
Jason Horowitz with the call on BTN. Julian Reese, the Randallstown native and National Men's Player of the Week. 14 points, 8 rebounds. Maryland holds off Wisconsin 76-68. After the game, head coach Kevin Willard loving that home cooking.
We've been on the road in January for like 15, 16 days, so to come home to a great crowd and play against a really good team and play well was good.
Local college basketball last night, Navy over Lehigh, 79-54. Jordan Penick is hot, 5 three-pointers for the second straight game. After starting 5-14, the Mids now have won 3 in a row. Elsewhere, Bucknell defeating Loyola, 79-67. And finally, an NFL fan launched a petition over the weekend. I don't know where these people get this time. Calling for a boycott of the NFL after recent questionable calls that have benefited the Kansas City Chiefs. A Virginia man named Mac Donahue has started a petition on change.org calling for football fans to boycott the NFL over recent officiating. Donahue is calling for the league to introduce quote-unquote rigorous referee training and accountability mechanisms in response to suspected favoritism by referees towards the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're going to have to pass that by the great Mahomo.
Well, yeah. Boy. Hey, guess how many people have signed the petition?
73.
200.
Well, already.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm. Time now is 6:37. When we return, has Sean Casey had a change of heart?
Yeah.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
And this is a quote last night, Bruce and Sean. Hey, Sean, how you doing?
I'm fine, Gary.
I was about to talk about you with you being
really
here.
Really nice to meet your better half, and I'm emphasizing better.
And isn't she, though?
Yes, she is.
Absolutely. I don't know why and how, but it's been 35 years. Anyway, so, Bruce, the stake of the union last night. By the way, you guys did a great. I don't want to give you a compliment, and I never actually after this will. Okay?
Okay.
But last night, you guys did a great job.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that. Thanks
stake
for
of the
your
union.
Support.
Thank you. Stake of the Union last night at Mount Washington Tavern with Kim Klasick and you guys hosting panel, etc. Really well done. I know everybody had a great time.
Good.
But here's the big news.
Yeah.
Bruce, Sean made an admission last night.
He did indeed.
He did. I wish we had the audio.
I wish I'd recorded it.
Exactly.
I mean, Sean on the air makes this big deal, you know, by being a Redskin fan. Not going to call him a Redskin. Well, last night, in the middle of a conversation about legislation,
right?
All of a sudden, he says,
politics.
I am a great big Bills fan.
No, he actually, he said, I am in favor of the big, beautiful bill.
Oh, yeah.
He, once again, fake news on Bruce's part because he misquoted me. But
no, I heard it, Sean.
Yeah, I said, I'm a fan of one big, beautiful bill.
Yeah. Okay.
The reconciliation bill that Donald Trump is in favor
fine.
Of.
Fine.
Now, he says the reconciliation bill.
There was no denial last night.
You said big, beautiful bill last night.
Right. I did. Yeah. I did. Not bills. Bill. Yeah. There's a big difference.
Mm.
Right, that's a good try.
What, he likes Belichick then?
Yeah. Apparently.
Yeah.
Guys.
I wish him well at University of North Carolina.
Great event last night.
Thanks,
really had a good time.
Appreciate that. Thanks so much.
Yep.
And it was great to see everybody out last night.
Don't forget to tip your waiter.
Yeah. And don't forget, we got Pint and Politics coming up and Crab Feast and the Freedom Fest this fall. So a lot of good things come up. If you didn't get a chance to come last night, then you can make plans. We'll be announcing that at WCBM.com in the near future.
And I'm real surprised they didn't take my idea and do pasta. And politics will be just be spaghetti noodles, and we'll talk politics.
Right,
no sauce, nothing else, just pasta. You know, just cook it up.
Well, what shape of pasta is the question?
I know that'd be the whole topic for the whole evening. For some reason, they did not think that was a worthy idea, Sean.
Boy. You have many. That was not one.
That was not one. All right. Yesterday, heading home from work. And then heading out to have my driver's license renewed, I had the opportunity to listen it was the most bizarre hearing, confirmation hearing, I think we've had so far. And that was RFK, and he had a couple of rounds he went with a number of Democrat senators, starting with Elizabeth Warren.
I'm asking you to commit right now that you will not take a financial stake in every one of those lawsuits so that what you do as secretary will also benefit you financially down the line.
I'll comply with all the ethical guidelines.
That's not the question. You and I, you have said
you're asking me, Senator, you're asking me not to sue vaccine pharmaceutical companies.
No, I am not.
Yeah, you are. That's exactly what you're doing.
No.
Wow.
No, I am not.
What is it about these unhinged liberal women like Hiawatha yesterday? You had Kirsten Gillibrand with Pete Hegseth. And then Margaret Brennan with the Vice President Vance over the weekend. They're coming unglued.
Yeah, RFK said he wanted to make something really clear. He did it more than once yesterday. What he wants is good science behind things that come out of HHS.
Senator, I support vaccines. I support the childhood schedule. I will do that. The only thing I want is good science, and that's it.
All right. And that was not good enough for Elizabeth Warren. Of course, I was simple to declare the sentence would not be good enough for Elizabeth Warren.
Look, no one should be fooled here.
As Secretary of
HHS, Robert Kennedy will have the power to undercut vaccines and vaccine manufacturing across our country. And for all of his talk about follow the science and his promise that he won't interfere with those of us who want to vaccinate his kids, the bottom line is the same. Kennedy can kill off access to vaccines and make millions of dollars while he does it. Kids might die, but Robert Kennedy can keep cashing in.
Oh, that's beyond the pale.
Slime. Absolute slime.
That is despicable. Let me tell you who the top two recipients of Big Pharma money are on that panel yesterday. Senator Ron Wyden, number one. Senator Hiawatha, number two. So they have the unmitigated gall to sit there and criticize him for cashing in when they were taking Big Pharma money all along.
Yeah, it is just appalling to think. And the dog and pony show yesterday. Look, most people were at work yesterday. Most people work a normal hour. And so they probably missed all this stuff. So we have the sound bites coming up, Ron Wyden. And then, of course, the most unusual moment of the day in that hearing was listening very carefully to what Bernie Sanders wanted RFK to commit to. You're not going to believe this one, folks. It's coming still. 643 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
So the construction zone, 95 North Harford County at Route 24, they got in there, did a little work. They moved over behind the Jersey wall now. So at least for right now, we're open and traffic is moving on the northbound side. We'll go back and revisit that. We just had a look at 83, pretty much from York Road down here through the Cambra at Pedonia Road and towards the Beltway. All the lanes are open. The west side outer loop continues to fill in on the Beltway now for the traffic moving south from 795 and eventually down through I-70. Yep, the brake lights are already there, and it's solid. It will start to get better as you're moving south after the ramps at Frederick Road and eventually down the hill towards 95. A little more of a backup now, 895, some brake lights beginning into the Old Harbor Tunnel right around the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly cloudy, dry today, 48 they expect tonight, and then the rains come in tonight, tomorrow as well. Right now, clear, 32 in Arnold, and it is 30 in Middle River. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Johnson.
Okay, campers, rise and shine. And don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there today. It's cold out there every day.
Sure is. Valentine's Day already on the horizon officially, and Dunkin' has revamped its menu for Valentine's Day with heart-shaped treats. Again, I guess it was in front of me at Dunkin' this morning. Bruce Elliott.
Oh, you were behind me?
Yeah.
Oh.
I saw you.
Yeah. I would have paid for it.
I was tailing you. Vivian asked me to, you know, to watch out for you.
That's good.
Make sure you're okay.
I needed the caffeine this morning.
Browning Batter Donut, Cupid's Choice Donuts, the Sprinkle Classic Donut, and the Sprinkle Munchkins.
They were the Wizard of Oz, weren't they?
We are the Lovely Munchkins.
Heart-shaped filled donuts as well.
And the Incontinent Donuts.
Right.
Speaking of the Munchkins, do you know that Toto the dog made more money than them?
Really? More than the Munchkins?
More than the Munchkins.
All of the Munchkins or just one of the Munchkins?
Well, whatever it was, he made more money per week.
Well, there was at least 50 Munchkins in the scene.
Yeah, well, I don't mean he made more than men as a group.
No, oh, okay.
Individually, per week, he got more than one Munchkin.
Yeah.
And he got more days work, too.
That's right. I think he had the same agent as Chuck.
Yeah.
Krispy Kreme just dropped a new Valentine's Day donut collection as well. So they got all sorts of goodies at Krispy Kreme for Valentine's Day donuts. And M&M has revealed the new white chocolate strawberries and cream candies just in time for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. So there you have it. We understand we've just intercepted a card that Chuck has filled out. Apparently somebody at the radio station in Brooksville has intercepted this card. It's addressed to Debbie Whitaker. My sweetheart, roses are red, violets are blue. No dishwashing duties today for you. So that is
the intended.
It wasn't just dishwashing, it was laundry.
That is so romantic. You got to teach me how to be that romantic, Chuck. Because
the love is in the air.
Yeah.
John Paul Young.
Because I think you cumulatively, you've been married for more years than I have, Chuck. On a cum. For a cum, you know.
Yeah, I know about cum. Yeah. I'm familiar with that.
Yes.
I think we have a pretty good cum.
He had a great cum, but his time spent listening was really bad.
Boy, he's a husband after all.
How much time do you think spent listening? 2-3 minutes?
If that.
Wow. Maybe
2 to 3 seconds.
So they get the traffic and then they leave?
No, I'm talking about you and Debbie.
See?
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
All right.
6:47, more from the RFK Jr. Hearing. Master class. I think he really acquitted himself well yesterday, and I think he's going to be confirmed.
I think the Democrats made themselves look like fools, actually, with the manner in which they behaved. For example, Ron Wyden. This guy, what a tool. I mean, my wife is a very, you know, she's an outgoing person, but she's not going to be pushing a conversation. She's kind of by nature going to listen and accommodate and hear you and all this kind of stuff. Wyden is the exact opposite. He gave no opportunity to RFK to even speak. And we were in the car, and Viv said to me, will he just shut up and let the guy answer the questions?
You say one thing, and then you say another. In your testimony today under oath, you denied that you were anti-vaccine. But during a podcast interview in July of 2023, you said, quote, no vaccine is safe and effective.
Senator, as you know,
because it's been repeatedly debunked. That statement that I made on the Lex Fridman podcast was a fragment of the statement. He asked me, are there vaccines that are safe and effective? And I said to him, some of the live virus vaccines are. And I said, there are no vaccines that are safe and effective. And I was going to continue for every person. Every medicine has people who are sensitive to them, including vaccines.
Right. So
he interrupted me at that point. I've corrected it many times, including on national TV. You know about this, Senator Wyden. So bringing this up right now is dishonest.
Yeah, apparently dishonest.
After his opening comments where he accused him of killing children.
Yeah.
Killing children. RFK Jr. is motivated with saving the lives of children, improving their overall health, not killing children. I mean, these people are absolutely evil.
And you know the missiles, the measles stuff, right?
Right.
I mean, so Kennedy goes to, I think, a Samoa, and there's a measles outbreak. Wyden blamed him for the measles outbreak because somehow he went over there to say, don't get vaccinated. Kennedy said, wait a minute now. Your timing is all wrong.
I went in June of 2019. The measles outbreak started in August. Oh, clearly I had nothing to do with the measles. Not only that,
Mr. Kennedy,
Senator, If you let me finish, there are 83 people died when the tissue samples were sent to New Zealand. Most of those people did not have measles. We don't know what was killing them.
Yeah, in other words, no, it was not a measles outbreak. There's something else that happened that was going. He said there were other Polynesian islands that followed, had the same phenomenon occur.
Yeah.
Something killed them, but they're not quite sure what.
Well, I think RFK Jr. is going to be the next HHS secretary by hook or by crook. I think we are hearing McConnell is a no vote, perhaps on the one other Republican. You can't lose two more. But if you do lose two more, I think Trump will make a recess appointment of RFK Jr., meaning he'll serve for 2 years and maybe get the ball rolling. Who knows? All right, 6:50, 10 before the hour of 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Up next, Maryland Baltimore Field Office of ICE arresting some bad boys.
Planning your upcoming wedding or special event? Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills will create a menu for your special event and create a room block for your out-of-town guest. Enjoy their indoor pool and fitness center. Wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast at the grill. Reach out to Lori Ruby in the sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call 410-654-0030. You can always count on Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! I know. Ugh. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com because grandma's standards aren't standard.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM, we are The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Sean and I here with you from now until 9 o'clock this morning. Then Kim Plasek Live comes in right after 9, coming up next hour. Christine Noem says, hey, she's shutting down money to the NGOs. We've been talking about this issue for some time, and now it's interesting to see that she's actually taking that action.
Yeah. How long have we been saying? I mean, this has got to, you got to cut off the fuel for the sex trafficking, child trafficking, human trafficking, et cetera. You know how much Catholic Charities gets? I looked it up. $3
billion. Billion, a B.
Billion, with a B. $3 billion just to Catholic Charities. And, of course, what they've been doing with that money is just shameful.
It's amazing.
Damn them all to hell.
$3 billion. Chuck, that kind of makes you wish you were a charity, doesn't it?
That's a lot of bingo cards.
That certainly
is. Yes, it is.
You know? Under the eye. 60 cents.
Mike Fast used to make a living doing that crap.
He was great at bingo, too. Yes, I think he's playing bingo now.
I think he's there. He's in Sarasota.
Yes, he is.
An all-night bingo club there. He's got a lot of balls.
All-night bingo.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, in the villages means until 7:30 p.m.
That's true. You got to get out early, baby. Dinner's at 3. I don't know what it is yet. Southbound 95 is coming to a stop at Route 100 in Howard County. I was just making a routine check, and it's slow right there. I don't see anything back down there at Route 32, so that's beyond that. So right now we're going to have to check, see if there could be a problem in that area. And again, that's 95 south at Route 100. All it takes is a minor wreck to slow everybody up. A little slow, some heavier traffic now with the lanes open, both the Harbor Tunnels, West Side, Outer Loop, brake lights now beginning at 795. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and the start of the new year brings promise and possibilities. Yet too often, this enthusiasm is met with pain in our feet, knees, and back. Does that sound like you? Then it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Head over to goodfeet.com to schedule your appointment today.
Weather channel forecast, it's going to be partly cloudy, dry today with high of 48. Light rain moves into the area tonight and heavy rain on and off tomorrow, 54. Right now, 31 and clear in Stevensville. It is clear and 30 in Reisterstown.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were eight and you had bad treats, you go.
All right, bad boys, there were bad boys yesterday. Matt Alston, Baltimore Field Director of the ICE Unit, the number one in the country for apprehending sex offenders, were at work yesterday, and here's how it sounded when it went down.
Yeah, so this morning, ICE Baltimore started off. We had we had four teams out. So the team that you guys were with today, we had our four targets initially. We had our child pornography, our wanted homicide down in El Salvador, our armed robber, and our drug dealer. Now, so far, we've apprehended the man wanted for homicide in El Salvador. We've apprehended the armed robber. We are currently sitting outside and waiting for the conviction for child pornography. We're going to sit on that house for a couple more hours. And the drug dealer gave us a bad address, but we're gonna hunt him down. Like, my officers are the best in the business at this, so we will find him. Other than that, we were able to apprehend 12 other individuals, my other teams that were out today, a combination of ICE, Homeland Security Investigations, and Enforcement Removal Operations together were out arresting numerous cases throughout the state that were all public safety cases. ICE only does targeted enforcement operations. We do not do raids. We do not do dragnets. We do not do sweeps. That is not something ICE has ever done. We do targeted enforcement. But part of that targeted enforcement, if I'm going for an MS-13 gang member and I see someone next to him that has a big 13 on their face, I'm going to start asking that person questions. So in that aspect, what we'll do is we'll ask that person, and if we arrest him, we determine they're illegally in the United States. That is what we consider a collateral arrest. So they will come with us also. So that's one of the big differences here is the handcuffs are off. Collaterals are on the table. So if someone's here illegally, there's no protection for people just because they didn't happen to be the target that day, right? And when we're looking for these people, it's never 100%. As successful as my team is, you know, we're number one in the United States when it comes to getting sex offenders, and as successful as we are, we don't always bat 100%. But I will say that, you know, these people, just because we didn't get them today does not mean we won't get them tomorrow. We will constantly be out looking for them, especially these egregious public safety cases. The looking for these guys will never stop.
Good. So there you have it. That's the ICE Baltimore Field Office Director, Matt Alston, who's been a guest on the show frequently. The left is upset that people aren't betting with ICE. They've had Fox News. Dr. Phil was out over the weekend, embedded with ICE. And, of course, yesterday, I think somebody from Fox 45 was. But you heard him. They were making in the process of making 12 arrests. President Trump and the Trump administration has given ICE an arrest quota of 1,800 illegal aliens per day nationwide. The 25 field offices have to make at least 75 arrests each day to meet that quota. So far, the numbers vary, but somewhere between 4,500 and 5,000 arrests so far in the first 11 days of the Trump administration. So we're well on our way to getting what we need. But long way to go, because it's believed that there may be over a million criminal illegal aliens that need to be apprehended and removed. And if the home country won't take them, they're going to park them at Gitmo. More on that coming up during the MAGA update next hour. Indeed, bad boys, bad boys, the bad hombres, as President Trump once called them, and there are plenty of them here in the good old U.S. of A., and they've all got to be removed. And we'll take a look at the Lincoln Riley Act that was officially signed into law yesterday, coming up in the next hour as well. The federal, by the way, Kristi Noem, we talked about the NGOs. Yes. That's coming up next, right after the 7 o'clock news, as the Trump administration now is cutting off funding. And there's more confusion over the funding. The Democrat Party newsletter is reporting that the funding freeze order has been rescinded. No, it has not. The memo from Office of Management and Budget has been rescinded so as not to cause confusion with the federal judge order. But the actual pause itself has not been rescinded, and you'll hear what kind of things they have found at DOGE from President Trump coming up next hour as well.
Amazing stuff.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Hundreds of first responders involved in a massive search and rescue operation on the Potomac River following last night's collision of an American Airlines passenger jet and an Army helicopter at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C.
The Federal Aviation Administration said the mid-air collision occurred around 9 p.m. Eastern Time when the regional jet had departed from Wichita, Kansas, and it crashed with a military Black Hawk helicopter while it was on approach to the airport.
Correspondent Jeannie Ohms says there were 64 people on board the American Eagle jet, three soldiers on the helicopter on a training mission. D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly says the search has been challenging, to say the least.
It's a highly complex operation. The conditions out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions. Wind is hard out on the river.
A number of bodies have reportedly been recovered, along with one of the plane's black boxes. Reagan National Airport closed at least until 11 o'clock Eastern this morning. The White House fine-tuning its order, halting billions in federal grants and loans.
On Monday night, the administration announced a federal spending freeze, which caused confusion and concern among lawmakers, nonprofits, and others. Then on Tuesday, a federal judge temporarily blocked the freeze. Now, the White House says the original memo is rescinded, but says the president's executive orders on federal funding remain in full force and effect.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. The Red Cross now confirming the release of seven more hostages who had been held by Hamas. Today, the Senate Judiciary Committee convenes a confirmation hearing for FBI Director nominee Kash Patel. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 89 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Bible.
Good morning, it's 7:03 on Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
295 has the heavy traffic again, especially right around 197. It's just heavy both directions coming up from Powder Mill Road, coming south from Route 32 and down through that area. Don't see anything on the roadway, just heavy traffic both sides. Now, 95 again, slowing in the construction area, Harford County. They're doing some work just above the ramp at Route 24, 76-mile marker northbound. There's a speed reduction there, so you want to be on the lookout for the brake lights as you're traveling north from Mountain Road in Harford County. Went back down, took another look at I-95 in Howard County. Whatever the problem was there, Route 100 has corrected itself, and the speeds are back up, and we're doing okay headed down eventually towards Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures cooler today, warming up tomorrow, cooling down over the weekend. Never a dull moment. A few clouds today, but no rain, 48. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain, 54. Saturday, sunny and cooler, 45. Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Bel Air has 28 degrees. Also, Ellicott City, 28 degrees. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM, good morning. It's 7:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. State Senator Clarence Lamb, Delegate Joe Vogel, union leaders and workers from across Maryland are holding a press event in Annapolis today to support legislation banning captive audience meetings. They say these captive audience meetings are a union-busting tactic where employers require workers to attend anti-union meetings during work hours. First responders from around D.C. are helping to search the Potomac to find any survivors of last night's plane crash near Reagan. Mayor Muriel Bowser of D.C. thanked local, state, and federal officials for their support. D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly said about 300 first responders were working overnight on that rescue effort. Officials fear anyone who survived the crash may have been overcome by hypothermia. Investigations on National Transportation Safety Board already helping with the response to last night's plane crash. Agency announced on social media that it dispatched a go team of investigators to begin looking at the crash team. Officials refused to comment on any potential investigation during a press conference last night, saying their immediate focus was on rescuing any possible survivors. It's 7:05 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Lottery numbers. Your pick 3 was 408. Your pick 4, 0637. Next, Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know that I support our president, Donald Trump, 100% to lead and to guide our great nation towards prosperity. Now, we all want prosperity, especially during our retirement years. Now, would you like a retirement income that's free from all the worries, the ups and downs of Wall Street? If so, you might want to meet our friend Rod Barrowy. He's with Safe Retirement Solutions. Now, Rod believes in safety and certainty in retirement income planning. His goal is not to make you rich, but to help to make sure that you don't wind up poor in your retirement. I think you want to maximize your Social Security, right? Your IRAs, your Medicare supplements, your 401ks. Why don't you meet with Rod and his team in Annapolis or Towson? Just call 410-266-1120 or on the web at saferetirementsolutions.com. Now, retirement planning is a huge, big, important deal. You don't need to go it alone. Just call 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So what's behind the Ravens' decision to bring back into the fold two former defensive coordinators over the last 3 months? First Dean Pease and now Chuck Pagano. Ravens head coach John Harbaugh.
I mean, Zach's great young coach. First year as a coordinator, there's things you have to learn only by experiencing. And Dean's been a coordinator for probably 30 of the 40 or 45 years he's been a coach. And he learned all these things sometimes the hard way. For Zach to be able to tap into that knowledge and that experience right away, fast, was really, really positive. And I think Zach would tell you the same thing. So,
meanwhile, in College Park last night, the Terps were glad to be home.
9-point lead. 5 to shoot for Queens. Spinning into the lane.
Jason Horowitz with the call on BTM. Bucket by Baltimore's own Derek Queen iced it with 2:45 to go. Maryland over Wisconsin, 76-68, and telling the Badgers basically this.
Badgers? We ain't got no Badgers. We don't need no Badgers. I don't have to show you any stinking Badgers.
I'm such a kid. Coming up at 7:35, the NIL crazy continues. And that is Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Yeah, we're cooking with fire now. Hour number two here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Chuck Schumer's aroused. Round two of the RFK Jr. hearings. But your top story coming up this hour, we've talked about it, the NGOs.
Kristi Noem yesterday made an announcement, a rather significant announcement. Actually, I think she was on one of the Fox News morning shows. This happened, I guess, during a break in the Robert F. Kennedy hearings. And she said there's important news about the NGOs.
We have stopped all grant funding that's being abused by NGOs to facilitate illegal immigration into this country. So it's amazing to me the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been spent by the federal government that has been sent to NGOs to facilitate this invasion of our country.
Yeah, that non-governmental organization, the NGO, and what she went on to say, by the way, was that, look, we are not going to fund our own destruction here. We're not going to send money to people whose intended goal is to thwart our policies. It makes no sense whatsoever. And she's completely right on this. Of course, any president could have taken this action, and many presidents should have taken this action, particularly this guy named Biden, who apparently slept his way through the last 4 years in the White House. He could have at any time said it makes no sense to have the NGOs saying, basically, here's how you hide from ICE, because that's what a lot of them are doing. Pamphlets on, quote, know your rights, basically stuff like don't open the door. Don't respond if somebody outside calls your name. I mean, this is basically arrest avoidance lessons from NGOs that we fund, which, of course, is kind of antithetical to U.S. policy. And so she says, under the Trump administration, sorry, not another dime, guys. Carolyn Leavitt says a lot of the money that has been going out the door has been going out the door in order to be wasted.
DOGE and OMB have actually found that there was $37 billion that was about to go out the door to the World Health Organization, which is an organization, as you all know, that President Trump, with the swipe of his pen and that executive order, is no longer wants the United States to be a part of. So that wouldn't be in line with the president's agenda.
Yeah, it will not be in line, and thus you're not getting any more money. Every time I hear the government is not going to spend money, it makes me smile just a little bit. I don't know about you. Everyone ought to say, when she was challenged on this, what do you mean you're going to buy people out? You're going to give them the opportunity to retire early? This is just a purge of people who disagree with Donald Trump.
The union that represents federal workers, though, says this isn't a voluntary buyout. They say this is a purge of people that don't agree with the president. What's your response?
That's absolutely false. This is a suggestion to federal workers that they have to return and work to work. And if they don't, then they have the option to resign. And this administration is very generously offering to pay them for 8 months. 6% of the federal workforce in the city actually shows up to work. That's unacceptable.
Yeah, the 8 months plus full benefits for that period of time. This is a really generous buyout offer. And buyouts happen in the real world, in the commercial world, on a continuing basis. If a company feels that it would do better in order to have fewer employees, they can do it a couple of different ways. They can just start firing people. But there are people that they don't want to have to fire if other people would just as soon go. So they offer a buyout so that employees who may be 55 years old, maybe 60, thinking about retirement, well, yeah, okay, I'll take the early retirement. I'll just go ahead and head out. And they accomplish the same thing, but with giving the workers the control over whether they stay and work or not. And Levitt says that we're going to save a lot of money by doing this. One reporter said, oh, yeah, that's going to cost you a lot. We'll talk about that coming up. First, though, at 7:13, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnels now with delays southbound, just a normal heavy traffic. 895 is around the Eastern Avenue, Urban Avenue area coming south. And, of course, 895 is only two lanes. All four lanes are open going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But the backup right now on 95 is starting to reach back towards the Eastern Avenue area. So 15-minute delays right now south at both the tunnels. So not out of control at this point. The Sky Ramp is all good. 95 Russell Street, 395, those ramps are clear. The Beltway now on the northeast side starts to fill in. Bel Air Road to Providence Road, some heavier traffic on the inner loop through Green Spring. And the west side, you know, that backup starts early, and it's there, and it's solid. 795 getting better down the hill after Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly cloudy today, dry and 48 before the rain moves in tonight and most of tomorrow. Dries out again on Saturday. Right now, it's clear, 31 in Millersville, 31 in Dundalk. Time for a MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
All right, President Trump, number 47, wanting to set the record straight on the pause in federal funding of nonprofits and groups.
And I'm restating right now to correct any confusion that the media has purposely and somehow for whatever reason created. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid have not been affected by any action we're taking in any way, shape, or form. We are merely looking at parts of the big bureaucracy where there has been tremendous waste and fraud and abuse. In that process, we identified and stopped $50 million being sent to Gaza to buy condoms for Hamas. $50 million. And you know what's happened to them? They've used them as a method of making bombs. How about that? We stopped an attempt to make an illicit payment for illegal alien resettlement. We canceled $181 million in DEI training contracts. This is just for the training of people in DEI, which has been terminated and completely terminated. And we paused $1.7 billion in unauthorized payments to foreign organizations, including stopping more than $40 million that was on its way out the door to the very corrupt World Health Organization, which has not done its job and not done it properly. We also... We also blocked $45 million for diversity scholarships in Burma. 45, that's a lot of money for diversity scholarships in Burma. You can imagine where that money went. These were the types of payments, and many others. I could stand here all day and tell you things that we found, and we have to find them quickly because we want the money to flow to proper places. But these were the payments and types of payments affected by the temporary freeze, and the American people strongly support these efforts. I talked about it during the campaign, and they voted for us in record numbers.
Yeah, so that's just tip of the iceberg type stuff. I mean, this is going to add up billions and maybe tens of billions of dollars, or maybe hundreds of billions of dollars that are being wasted. And who's approving this nonsense? So meanwhile, federal employees, you've been put on notice by President Trump.
Because as everyone knows, most of the time they're not working, they're not very productive, and it's unfair to the millions of people in the United States who are in fact working hard from job sites and not from their home. As federal employees, they must meet a high standard. They're representing our government. They're representing our country. If they don't agree by February 6th to show up back to work in their office, they will be terminated, and we will therefore be downscaling our government, which is something that the last 10 presidents have tried very hard to do but failed.
Yeah, by February 6th, which has, happens to be
around the corner.
Ronald Reagan's birthday. And again, there's one. You got to get back to work by February 6th. No more remote nonsense. And or there's something called deferred, again, retirement or deferred resignation that's also on the table.
If they don't agree by February 6th to show up back to work in their office, they will be terminated, and we will therefore be downscaling our government.
No, they could take the 8 months in pay and benefits and go on their merry way, look for another job. That's going to save all sorts of money.
Did you hear what Kim said last night about one of the calls she had? It's amazing. Yes, well, doesn't want to have to go back to work. Well, after all, she had to drive all the way from Parkville to Woodlawn. Wow, that's a burden.
Former New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez, a.k.a. Gold Bar Bob, all of a sudden now he says Trump was right.
Today I'm also signing an executive order to instruct the Departments of Defense and Homeland Security to begin preparing the 30,000-person migrant facility at Guantanamo Bay. Most people don't even know about it. We have 30,000 beds in Guantanamo to detain the worst criminal illegal aliens threatening the American people. Some of them are so bad we don't even trust the countries to hold them because we don't want them coming back, so we're going to send them out to Guantanamo. This will double our capacity immediately, right? And tough. That's a tough place to get out of. Today's signings bring us one step closer to eradicating the scourge of migrant crime in our communities once and for all. And it was just a purely, it's just an unforced error that we even have to be doing this. Now we need Congress to provide full funding for the complete.
Yeah, that's obviously President Trump talking about sending illegal aliens and countries won't take them back in the temporary. It's a temporary transition. They'll go to Gitmo, while they'll be warehoused until they can be completely deported. Gold Bar Bob is saying that Trump was right. The entire justice system is politically motivated. This after he got 11 years for his problems. Trump has asked Elon Musk and SpaceX to rescue ASAP the two Boeing Starliner astronauts left stranded in the ISS by the Biden regime. And Elon says he'll be glad to do it. That's all he had to do. These two astronauts have been sitting up there for what?
A year? Yeah, it's been a while, man.
The USDA Inspector General has been physically removed by security after refusing to comply with her firing, that according to the Trump administration yesterday. Trump is settling with Meta and all their platforms $25 million after the social media giant suspended his accounts in 2021. Secretary Hegseth is investigating Mark Milley for conduct he undermined the chain of command of the previous Trump administration. The Fed kept interest rates where they are, did not cut them as President Trump had asked them to do. I think next year is when you'll see Trump make a move there at the Fed and get rid of Jay Powell. Lee Zeldin, the latest Trump cabinet member to be confirmed to head up the EPA. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Hamas can never again control Gaza or threaten Israel. Sounds like they're on a mission to eliminate Hamas. Trump has signed an executive order punishing anti-Jewish racism in colleges and universities. So just some of the it's hard to keep up with this. It really it's a flurry. He's flooding the zone, which is driving the Democrats crazy.
11 days in, man.
Day 11 of the 47 agenda.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
722, you're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
There she is, founder and CEO. High five.
Yeah. Dave can't stop celebrating with every business owner in town.
All right, Baker Man. High five.
He's sharing the excitement of big savings with the Comcast Business 5-year price lock guarantee.
Oh, up top, bike shop.
Yeah. It's 5 years of gig speed internet.
Quick, high five.
5 years of advanced security.
5 years.
And 5 years of a great rate that won't change.
Yeah, law partners. Chamberlain, Passethorpe, Dubois.
all from the company with 99.9% network reliability. Switch today and get the 5-year price lock guarantee.
5 years!
It's back, but only for a limited time.
Woo!
Powering 5 years of savings, powering possibilities. Comcast Business.
Can't forget you, voiceover guy.
Ah, thanks, Dave.
High five!
Ends 3/9/25. Guaranteed rate applies to monthly service charge for new customers on qualifying internet bundle, excluding taxes and fees. Other restrictions apply.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
The Great Scale Model Train Show this weekend at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The biggest model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with fun for the entire family. Door prizes, acres of operating model train layouts, and special sale prices. Let's go to the train show.
Good morning at 7:23. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
95 North, Harford County, in the construction area. Active work zone at Route 24, 76-mile marker. So there is a speed reduction. I'm watching a tractor trailer in the three lanes going north. And normally about 65 to 70 through there. Probably about 40, 45 right now on the northbound side. Couple of things now to the south. A Route 32 accident eastbound near the bridge at I-95, and if you're coming north out of Crofton and you're working your way north, an accident now northbound Route 3 in the area at Johns Hopkins Road. All the normal delays on the Beltway. JFX filled in just a bit, but nothing major so far. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. You will have delays at least 15 minutes, maybe a little longer, going south into both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Chuck.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbie.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
You still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Sorry. That was my bad.
Sorry.
Didn't mean to interrupt. But I wanted to keep you around because, you know, we saw this influx of traffic once the Key Bridge went down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm wondering if there's going to be a huge influx of traffic when federal workers got to go back to work on February 6th.
Oh, you're damn right.
What kind of impact? Where are we going to see this in your?
Well, first off, let's just think. If the parkway is bad now, when I say bad, it backs up every day from Arundel Mills down to 197, 198 northbound from Powder Mill Road. All those people go back just there around Fort Meade. You know, the CI, what is that in there? The
NSA.
Yeah. All of that. So then that's one big area, limited lanes, two lanes each way, 95 to the Capitol Beltway, and then the Capitol Beltway is at gridlock now. So you put 20% more people back on there. There you go.
All right.
And, of course, the outer loop of the Beltway heading around to Social Security here, I would imagine.
Same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
Same
thing. And you know already, I mean, every day that backs up to 795. So it's just, yeah. Maybe they do something with staggered start times.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of federal workers that do stagger in.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chuck. Do you mean drinking on the job? I'm a little unclear as to what you mean.
I thought about that. I might like to come in now starting like 8:30 or something like that.
Sure, no problem. Yeah.
8:59, I think, is what we got you slotted for.
Yes.
My man.
All right.
You always got a good answer. That's what I like about you, son of a bitch. Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Mr. Casey.
Traffic guru.
Good morning.
The king of all traffic. Weather channel forecast partly cloudy today. It'll be dry and 48 right now, 30 and sunny in the city. It's 29 in Bel Air.
Interesting. One of the things that Carolyn Lovett was asked yesterday, and here's the difference. She's been taking questions just walking down the street, which is very unlike the past secretary, who basically would read from her briefing book and then go hide. That Lovett was asked yesterday by a reporter, just on the street, is it going to cost a lot of money to bring all these federal workers back. I mean, think of all the costs involved in opening up the office again.
What will it cost to bring all those workers back to create the new offices they need?
It's going to save tens of millions of dollars because this administration or this government has been wasting millions of dollars on empty office space. That is beautiful. I mean, look at the buildings in this city. They're gorgeous. They've been here for decades, and the American people are paying for them. And so we're going to make good use of the office space in the city by having these federal workers return to work. I would also add that the order simply directs federal agencies to come up with a return to work plan. And so this isn't a purge, and this isn't forcing every single individual in Washington, D.C. to return to work, only if they are able and, of course, within the law.
Yeah, of course, within the law. And that's not an unfair thing to want. One of the things that it points out, though, by the way, both of the reporters who stopped her on this little stroll she had yesterday were swamp media folks. And you can tell by the thrust of the questions that what they were trying to do is figure out how you justify keeping workers out. They didn't want the idea being put forward that, yeah, people actually have to show up to work and do the job, or they can choose to retire, or they can choose to simply move on, either willingly or unwillingly. They wanted some other solution. Well, J.D. Vance had an observation yesterday I think is really worth hearing, having to do with exactly how you classify people as to whether they're swamp media or new media.
I think, frankly, the MSNBCs, the CNNs of the world, they should take the hint. Your viewership is way down. Your ratings are abysmal. Why is it that especially young people are tuning into new media? Maybe it's because instead of engaging in propaganda, the new media is asking real question.
You know, maybe. It could very well be that instead of pursuing the agenda, they're pursuing the truth. Hey, if you're looking to achieve your health goals and start the new year right, now's the time to optimize and support your heart health, cholesterol, digestive health, energy levels, and so much more with Rescue Natural Supplements with their New Year's Savings. Now, Rescue is celebrating you save 35% on single bottles of Rescue Supplements with the health code, HEALTH35. That's why the popular Rescue 1250 Omega-3s for heart health, Rescue Probiotic for better digestion, or Rescue Orasine for more energy. Whatever your health goals, Rescue has you covered. Now, to place an order, call 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483. And speak with a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. And start your journey to better health today with the code HEALTH35. Again, save a tremendous amount of money, 35% on all single supplements with the code HEALTH35 and don't wait. Make this your year and make this the year that you get your best yet with Rescue.
Fireworks, the RFK Jr. confirmation hearings yesterday. We have the latest, including which senators took big pharma money.
Time for news headlines. Here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. U.S. figure skating says a group of athletes and coaches were on that flight that crashed into the Potomac after colliding with an Army helicopter last night. The organization released a statement last night saying a group of young athletes, coaches, and family members were returning from the National Development Camp being held in Wichita, Kansas. The statement says the organization was devastated by the unspeakable tragedy and that it would release more details when available. Flights in and out of Reagan are on hold this morning as rescue operations continue on the Potomac. A ground stop was issued for all flights last night following the deadly collision between an American Airlines plane and a military helicopter, the president and CEO of the Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority said during a press conference last night that the airport would be closed through at least 10 o'clock this morning. Governor Wes Moore continues to monitor last night's mid-air collision near Reagan. Natural Resources Police have responded to the scene they did last night, along with Maryland State Police divers to assist in the rescue efforts. Baltimore police investigating a Wednesday shooting at the 200 block of Clay Street. The 35-year-old victim suffered injuries that were not life-threatening. He was taken to a hospital for treatment. So far, no word on the suspect or what led to the shootings. And bond has been denied for the 15-year-old charged with murdering a security guard at the Baltimore McDonald's. It's 7:32 right now on WCBM. Next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Goodfeet Store. And when you think of high-impact professionals in our community, who comes to mind? For me, nurses are right at the top of the list, given their care for my loved ones over the years. At the Good Feet store, we often engage with nurses who are battling with pain in their feet, knees, and back, and they come to the Good Feet store looking for relief. Here is Donna, a nurse sharing her story of what she experienced after visiting the Good Feet store.
Oh, I have to tell you, I have struggled with pain in my feet. I was diagnosed with plantar fasciitis. With the three-step program, it really fits to your lifestyle. I'm a registered nurse, so being on my feet, walking throughout the hospital during the day, I am free from any type of pain. And after working a 12-hour shift, I go home and my feet do not hurt.
Whether you're a nurse or anyone wanting to enjoy your career without your feet getting in the way, come see us at the Good Feet store. The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Hunt Valley, White Marsh, and now open in Columbia. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by.
Pick three, lottery number 408, your pick 40637. And now it's 7:33, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All the normal delays on the Beltway, Bel Air Road now into Towson, on the Interloop through Pikesville, 795, Reisterstown Road through Greenspring, and then the heavy traffic west side. Yeah, it's there every day, 795 down through Frederick Road, southwest side of the Beltway at last check, coming up from I-97 and up through the BW Parkway. Have not seen any major problems there. We haven't had any problems with the Curtis Creek drawbridge in the last week or so, and for right now, it looks like we're good to go there on that section of the Beltway between Ordnance Road and Quarantine Road. Eastbound Route 32, the wreck at the bridge at I-95. Construction delays, I-95 northbound, Harford County at Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Temperatures cooler today, warming up tomorrow, cooling down over the weekend. Never a dull moment. A few clouds today, but no rain. 48. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain. 54. Saturday, sunny and cooler. 45. Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
In a statement announcing the Ravens' move on Tuesday night, hiring Chuck Pagano as senior secondary coach, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh said Pagano will, quote, continue to develop and grow our young and talented secondary, unquote. No doubt the youngest of which is cornerback Nate Wiggins. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta.
He's young. I mean, when you look at him, I mean, I've got two sons, and, you know, I'm getting older, but I look at him, and he just seems young to me. He's a tremendous athlete. He's got a very bright future.
Pagano's hiring could also portend the team spending additional draft capital on the position. If you're wondering if that play that the Chiefs ran against the Bills that resulted in the game-winning touchdown looked familiar, well, it did. Here's the play.
First and goal. Mahomes still has it. To the five, and in for the touchdown!
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. Mahomes' 10-yard touchdown was the eventual game winner. It was a simple counter-read option that had two tight ends in the backfield. I bring it up because it's the same play the Ravens ran on Buffalo, especially in their regular season win. Sports Illustrated now reporting that the Chiefs watched that play on film, liked it, installed it week of the game, and Kansas City ran it twice and scored both times in the championship game win. Sellout crowd of 17,950 last night at Xfinity Center in College Park was rocking.
Rice in transition for three.
Jason Horowitz with the call on BTN, and did that bring the house down? Rodney Rice did it again, capping off an 11-0 run midway through the second half, a massive turning point, and the Terps win it 76-68, their fourth in a row, this time over Wisconsin, now 7-4 in the conference. Meanwhile, the woes continued for the Wizards last night, a 106-82 loss at home against the Raptors. The losing streak is now 15. Here's head coach Brian Keefe.
We're all in this together. I'm not any different from them. We're all part of the same team, the group. Obviously, I'm the leader, I'm the head coach, and I'm responsible. But we're all in this together. We all support each other. got to be better.
Wiz now 6-40 on the year. The Lakers are in town tonight. High school basketball last night. Top-ranked Mount Carmel with a 69-59 win over Gilman. Their 11th win in a row. Josh Chersky's Loyola Dons with a huge 76-70 win over Spalding. What a night for Jesse Legree, pouring in 35. And John Carroll over St. Francis in overtime, 60-54. The time now, 7:37. When we return, the NIL crazy continues.
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowie with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
These numbers are really astounding. How about this? Carson Beck, who was the quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs this past season, actually got hurt in the SEC championship game, didn't play in the playoffs. He transferred from Georgia to Miami, University of Miami, for $4 million NIL deal. Okay? All right, $4 million. Hadn't done anything in the NFL yet. How much do you think Brock Purdy made last year in the NFL, a Super Bowl quarterback with the San Francisco 49ers?
$3 million.
$10
million. $985,000.
Wow.
Brock Purdy signed a four-year, $3.7 million deal to start his career. Remember, he was Mr. Irrelevant.
Right.
Okay? He's gone to a Super Bowl. He made less than $1 million last year. Carson Beck hasn't done crap. And he made $4 million going to the University of... What in the world?
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Beck are on the hotline for you.
Yeah.
There. Don't talk about my son that way.
Not happy.
I can't.
This whole NIL, which we found out now, there's, what, 33 states that have NIL.
For high schools.
Right. So elementary schools are next. Middle schools and elementary schools are next. That is coming. Yeah. That day is coming. By next year, preemies.
All right. That's still a little ways off.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. Yep. Appreciate it. 7:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Well, fireworks at the RFK Jr. confirmation hearings yesterday in the United States Senate. Day two today over in the House. And, boy, what a masterclass. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. held yesterday. I thought he did really, really well, in spite of the onslaught of especially Democrat senators who were hostile, who were attacking him, who were accusing him of killing children. Here's one of the exchanges with Sheldon Whitehouse, senator from Rhode Island.
Americans don't, by and large, do not like the Affordable Care Act. People are on it. They don't like Medicaid. They like Medicare. And they like private insurance. We need to listen to what people, they would prefer to be on private insurance. Most Americans, if they can afford to be, will be on private insurance. We need to figure out ways to improve care, particularly for elderly, for veterans, for the poor in this country. And Medicaid, the current model, is not doing that. I would ask, you know, any of the Democrats who are chuckling just now, do you think all that money, the $900 billion that we're sending to Medicaid every year, has made Americans healthy? Do we think it's working for anybody? Are the premiums low enough?
Yeah, I mean, he's sitting here lecturing these doofuses over Medicaid under Obamacare and the money that's been sent out. It's just, and the explosion in Medicaid spending can be attributed to what? To illegal aliens. Yeah. Millions coming in that have no health care and are now signing up for Medicaid. The states are on the hook for half. The federal government, that's us, all the taxpayers, on the hook for the other half. But Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island gave him an ultimatum.
Mr. Kennedy, I only have 5 minutes with you, so, and I've got a lot of experience with CMS, so you're just going to have to listen. Two things. One, if you want to move from advocacy to public responsibility, Americans are going to need to hear a clear and trustworthy recantation of what you have said on vaccinations, including a promise from you never to say vaccines aren't medically safe, when they in fact are, and making indisputably clear that you support mandatory vaccinations against diseases where that will keep people safe.
Now, either you agree to force jabs on the American people, or we're not going to confirm you.
It was quite a standard, he said.
Yeah.
You must agree to mandatory vaccines to people, even if they don't want them. And even if for religious purposes, right, they don't want them.
And Hiawatha? Well, she was just unhinged yesterday. And maybe she was so hostile because she's taken thousands of dollars in money from Big Pharma and their related PACs.
I'll comply with all the ethical guidelines.
That's not the question. You and I, you have said
you're asking me, Senator, you're asking me not to sue vaccine pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah, you are.
That's exactly what you're doing.
No. Look, no one should be fooled here. As Secretary of HHS, Robert Kennedy will have the power to undercut vaccines and vaccine manuals.
Yeah. So again, she wanted him to promise never to sue any of these big pharmaceutical companies. But perhaps the most hilarious exchange came from Bolshevik Bernie.
Are you supportive of these onesies?
I'm supportive of vaccines.
Are you supportive of this clothing, which is militantly anti-vaccine?
I am supportive of vaccines. I will. I want good science, and I want to protect.
But you will not tell.
Yeah.
Are you supportive of these onesies?
Of these onesies. Well,
do you like the onesies?
Listener, prepare yourself for this visual imagery. Chuck Whitaker
in a onesie.
In a onesie. Which actually might be a 2Z, 3Z, or a 4Z.
It's more like a 99Z.
Yes, he is his age, but of course he's wearing 5Ts now. So
you know me a long time. I was born, I weighed 6 pounds, 4 ounces. What the hell happened after that?
You discovered food.
Food, yeah.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders, what are you going to do about it? Shut up.
I'll
tell you what.
Seriously.
I just told Kristen off the air. I said, if I was sitting there and Elizabeth Warren was hollering at me like that, I would just go off. She would think Lewis Black was sitting in front of her.
Yeah. By the way, Wyden, Bennett, White House, and Warren, the top senators taking money from Big Pharma.
Of course.
Yesterday.
They're all rich.
Yeah. Yep.
Bernie's got 3 big mansions for crying out loud. Get out of here.
So, Chuck, real quickly before traffic and weather and before the fake news, which we have to get to, no contestant yet for that, so 410-WCB-680, yes or no? Elizabeth Warren, remind you of an ex-wife?
Sort of, kind of.
Okay.
That is not what I'm saying. Is she married?
Yes, she is.
She is?
Yeah.
I hope her husband gets the Medal of Freedom, for God's sakes. All right, now I'll go. Brought to you as a service. You know, he has to have something. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Route 32 is having a problem as you're coming eastbound towards this wreck here at I-95, and it was backed up at last report as you're coming over from Route 29. So that's a long delay in Howard County. Single lane on the eastbound side. Now there's a report. I can't see it. It's just around the curve, 95 southbound after Route 32. So now that's coming to a stop there. I looked at the camera down to the next camera down at 216, and it looks like we're okay there. So we're moving traffic by this wreck, but heads up now if you're traveling south on 95 after 175 with the brake lights beginning at the ramp at Route 32. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. You better do it today. Check your battery, your belts, your hoses, antifreeze, and more. Get it all done at the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel forecast. It's going to be sunny and dry today, 48. Light rain moving into the area overnight. Tomorrow, rain is going to be heavy on and off throughout the day. And 54, and then, of course, it's cooling down a little bit on Saturday. It'll be sunny and dry. And 45 right now. Sunny 33 in Annapolis. It is 29 in Forest Hill. And it's time to choose your fake news. 3 stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Of course, today we have WCBM 100th Anniversary T-shirt and a coffee mug. And John in Glenarm is our contestant. John.
Morning, John.
Morning, guys. It's me and my grandson.
All right.
We've done this before. We're going to keep swinging, baby.
That's right. You know, you can play as many times as you want. And we encourage that. By the way, we met a young girl last night at the Stake of the Union that has transcribed all of the Choose Your Fake News segments over the last, what, two, 3 years?
Yeah.
It was just amazing. She had them all on her phone. She came up and met us after the show and just had them all there. And for some reason, she had Chuck's name highlighted.
Yeah, every single time.
Yeah.
Just her call list?
Very bizarre, I thought.
Very nice. But, no, Chuck, that's what she'd written.
No comment.
Very bizarre.
No comment.
John, you want to go first, second, third, or last?
Shut up, Bruce.
Back of the room.
All right.
Last, please.
Good luck to you. Chicago police. Blocking city inspectors from entering a curious gift room filled with designer bags, Hugo Boss cufflinks, personalized Mont Blanc pens, and other ritzy goodies accepted by the mayor, Brandon Johnson, according to a bombshell report. Apparently, this unwritten agreement dates back to 35 years in Chicago, where the mayor's gift room, nobody gets access to it, and it's guarded by Chicago PD.
I like that idea.
Story two. Senator Roger Marshall is claiming that prior to yesterday's confirmation hearings, he was approached by Pfizer, who wanted to sponsor the confirmation hearings. Senator Marshall, who is a physician, said that the reason that Pfizer gave was to keep the burden off of the taxpayers. Okay. And story three, the Oklahoma Board of Education has approved a proposal to require parents to prove their citizenship before they can enroll new students. The proposal passed unanimously after 10 minutes of discussion. Story one, Chicago's gift room comes to life. Story two, Pfizer wanted to sponsor the RFK confirmation hearing. Story three, you got to prove you're a citizen before you can enroll your kids in school in Oklahoma. All right, Kristen, we'll start with you.
Well, I could see the Chicago gift room story being true, and I hope the Oklahoma Board of Education story is true. I'll say number two, I think Pfizer would be a little more subtle. They wouldn't sponsor the hearing, but just all the opposition broadcast last night.
All right, story two gets a vote. Chuck?
Two, please.
Chuck also goes for two. Bruce?
One and three are true. Two is fake news.
And John?
Unanimous.
All right, it's unanimous today, and because we have two contestants, John and Owen, we have two winners. Congratulations. Story number two is our fake news story today, so we'll have to get you both a coffee mug and T-shirts as well. Congratulations, wow. Guys.
Really, five winners.
Bless you. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Okay.
You're quite welcome. We'll put you on hold and tell you how to get your prize, so congratulations there. Mm-hmm. Chuck, just an amazing performance on your part. You're stellar.
I know. It's
Don't call me stellar.
Stiller! Hey, guess how much money this just came out yesterday from the Daily Caller. Hiawatha was paid by Big Pharma.
$250,000.
You know, that's a good guess. But you're a little on the...
I'm going to say $2 billion.
You're a little side. You're getting warmer.
You're kidding me.
Getting warmer here. Apparently, this is something that the Daily Caller has the story. My computer just froze, but I have the... $5.2 million.
No, very kidding. Nice.
$5.2 million, and that this is the reason why they are so hostile towards Ken. Not just because he's a Democrat working with Trump, not because you always follow the money with all this stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
Just incredible. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. The Best of Morning Drive, available each and every day, WCBM.com, and on our Rumble page, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. It's 7:50. You're on the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Maid Pro, how can I help you today?
Oh, my gosh. I called the wrong maid service, and now I'm in very deep trouble with my wife.
Maid Pro is here to help.
I need someone that is professional and takes the job seriously. No funny business.
All Maid Pro cleaners are background checked, bonded, and insured, and are professionally trained in Maid Pro University. Maid Pro's 49-point checklist ensures that every cleaning is perfect every time.
I wish I called Maid Pro to begin with. I would not be in the doghouse today.
Make the right choice in maid service the first time.
Mention Arnold.
And your fifth cleaning is free. MaidPro.com. Maid Pro. Squeaky clean. Celebrity voice impersonated.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds, the largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic, with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Your next news update is minutes away at the top of the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Folks are saying that the imagery of Chuck in a onesie has now blinded them for the rest of the day. Yeah. Just that visual.
That alone. It's, you need somebody in HHS to help you out there. It's a onesie and dunsie, actually.
What? Just one listener says, Chuck in a onesie? Reminds me of Horton, Here's a Who.
How about Horton says, blow it out?
Oh, the follow-up book. Yeah,
didn't that? Yeah. There's always a quote. You know that, Bruce. I can find a follow-up for anything.
Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, follow-up Johnson.
And that was directed to you, Sean McCreevy. I'm in high-speed pursuit. The outer loop. New problem. Can't see it. The camera's not working at Delaney Valley Road. There's a report of a vehicle fire there. But I'm looking back at the camera at Providence Road, and they ain't doing too good right now. They're almost stopped right at that point. So now problems connecting up with the backup Bel Air Road to Providence Road, and now vehicle fire reported on the outer loop at Delaney Valley. I would imagine that the inner loop will have an impact as well. We'll try to get a look at that. We still have problems down to the south, the wreck on Route 32 eastbound at I-95, and the wreck on 95 south after Route 32 was crowding the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy, dry today, and a high of 48. Rain coming in tonight, all of tomorrow, heavy rain at times. This system coming from the Gulf is dumping a lot of moisture in there, but it's in and out pretty quickly. Saturday will be sunny, dry, a little cooler, 45, 30, and sunny in Pikesville right now. It's 31 in Ellicott City.
Yesterday in the hearings with RFK Jr., this piece of audio, Sean, that I suspect that most people, even if you happen to be watching, didn't hear very clearly, because a lot of stations actually broadcast the show with a couple of second delay, which allowed them to kind of make this part go away. Is Ron Wyden, after he had questioned RFK Jr., and RFK Jr. come back on him fairly strong, I think this is what he was heard saying.
You're hurting me! Ow! 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 Help! Help! Ow! You're hurting me!
Yeah, I know he was hurting you. And we kind of enjoyed every single second of it. Chuck Schumer yesterday made an appearance. Okay, I have to try to keep a straight face for this. Chuck Schumer yesterday, in showing up, talking about how people were reacting to the idea that there was going to be any kind of pause in the flow of money from government to their wallets in the following fashion.
The roots of democracy are deep. And what we're saying is, go to your local official, your local congressman, your local senator, and have them get to the president. But the roots of democracy are deep. People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time in terms of going, trying to get this done. So, yes, I think democracy will have an effect, and we are going to keep at it. We're going to keep at it legally. Mm-hmm. We're going to keep at it legislatively. But we're also going to keep at it in terms of the grassroots.
Okay, so people are roused, and he wants them to keep at it. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, yes, you did. And this is coming after a repeated faux pas, meaning to say election, and he's referenced erection.
Yeah. There's something going on with Mr. Schumer.
People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
Yeah. And, of course, then Elizabeth Warren had to weigh in and give her agreement what Chuck Schumer was saying.
People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
Do it to me again and again. You put me in such an awful spin, in a spin.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Yeah. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
What is going on here? We got Bolshevik Bernie talking about onesies and Chuck Schumer
saying
people are aroused.
He hasn't seen people this aroused in a long time.
This is just, again, I think Trump has officially broken the Democrat Party. It's beyond repair at this point.
Whitaker was thinking, whatever happened to those really good, Super 8 movies I used to watch in college? It's people are aroused.
Jamie Raskin is bringing in, obviously psychotherapists help deal with their Trump derangement syndrome and so on and so forth. So it's just, it really is, it's bizarre to say the least. Coming up after the 8 o'clock news, filmmaker Jen Gatien is going to join us. And this is an incredible story. She's releasing a documentary about Jordan Goudreau, a U.S. Army Green Beret. And this was at the Toronto Film Festival. And Goudreau and the previous administration, they basically are saying they were sanctioned and a justified attempt to remove Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro from power. And now she says she's being harassed by the FBI, and they're using lawfare against her. It's an incredible story, and we'll share that with you coming up right after the 8 o'clock news.
By the way, you're not going to believe what New York Magazine was caught doing.
Oh.
Folks, if you didn't see this, because a lot of us don't get New York Magazine, they had a cover story on the Cruel Kids table, which is the young conservatives that were actually helping Donald Trump get elected and the celebration that they had following his election. What New York Magazine did was they excluded by editing all the black people from the picture. I think there's one left in the upper left-hand corner they couldn't figure out how to crop out. But the picture, the whole picture, showed a mix of black and white folks, all very happy. But this was the Cruel Kids table. The New York Magazine wanted to say a bunch of rich white kids are in favor of Donald Trump. Well, of course, if you crop the picture in that fashion, that's what you're going to see. This is so reminiscent of the old Soviet Union, where it simply disappear people from photographs. Be a picture of Stalin and two other people, and then the following week, there'd be a picture of Stalin and one other person, because the third person, he was out of the picture. He didn't exist anymore.
And the lefties over at Vogue refused to put Melania Trump, who was a stunning first lady, on the cover of Vogue. They criticized her official portrait as calling her a freelance magician yesterday. Hillary, Michelle, Kamala, Jill, they ain't exactly finalists for America's top model, are they? 8 o'clock on the Morning Drive.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Did you see that? 472. American 2130, go around turn left in 350 Clementine 3000.
From liveatc.net, air traffic controllers witnessing last night's mid-air collision at Reagan National Airport near Washington, D.C.
Rescue crews have been searching for survivors in the Potomac River after a passenger jet collided with an Army helicopter Wednesday night at Reagan National Airport. Authorities haven't said how many people died, but D.C. Fire and EMS Chief John Donnelly says the crews searching for survivors are facing challenging conditions.
The conditions out there are extremely rough for the responders. It's cold. They're dealing with relatively windy conditions. Wind is hard.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the mid-air crash occurred when a regional jet collided with a military helicopter. Mike Hemp in Washington.
64 people on the American Airlines plane inbound from Wichita, Kansas. 3 soldiers on the helicopter on a training mission. This update just moments ago, the D.C. Fire and EMS chief saying that so far, the bodies of 27 passengers from the plane have been recovered and 1 from the helicopter. The chief adds authorities fear there were no survivors. Reagan National is closed until 11 Eastern time this morning. President Trump's national intel nominee, Tulsi Gabbard, goes before a Senate panel today for her confirmation hearing. Meanwhile, the Senate has confirmed Trump nominee Lee Zeldin.
As head of the Environmental Protection Agency, Zeldin will help to shape rules that align with President Trump's view of the environment and climate issues.
And that report from correspondent Bob Agnew. In the Middle East, Hamas has now released 8 more of the hostages it had been holding. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 41 points. NASDAQ futures 105 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Good morning, it's 8:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here's Chuck Whitaker.
There's a big delay on the topside beltway. There's a vehicle fire on the outer loop at Delaney Valley Road. The report said it was in the right lane, and it's having a big impact. Now, the backup on the outer loop has joined up with the normal delay in Parkville, so the tail end of that backup now, Delaney Valley Road, all the way back to and beyond Harford Road. The inner loop, as I said earlier, is looking at it, so they're delayed now. Is back to the JFX, and that's going to join up with the backup through Pikesville. So we're at gridlock right now on the topside beltway on both the inner and the outer loop. We may start thinking about Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Seminary Avenue, Putty Hill, even Northern Parkway, because this is going to be here for a while, and it's a major backup. We're backed up about 4 or 5 exits on both sides of this scene up through the Towson area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Temperatures cooler today, warming up tomorrow, cooling down over the weekend. Never a dull moment. A few clouds today, but no rain. 48. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain. 54. Saturday, sunny and cooler. 45. Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Pikesville has 29 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 36 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott. Bond has been denied for the 15-year-old girl charged with murdering a security guard at that Baltimore McDonald's. 38-year-old Jamal Davis Sr. shot and killed at the restaurant on Reisterstown Road on January 12th. The teen was arrested 2 weeks later. On Wednesday, the teen's defense attorney requested that he be released to the custody of his mother, but the judge denied the request and called the teen a danger to the community. The teen faces charges in adult court that include first-degree murder, first- and second-degree assault, and 4 firearms offenses. Transportation Security Administration says a record number of guns have been found at security checkpoints in Baltimore and Washington last year. TSA officers intercepted 117 handguns during routine screenings in 2024, compared to 105 in 2023. 47 handguns found at BWI, 41 at Reagan, 29 at Dulles. State Senator Charles Lamb, I'm sorry, that's Clarence Lamb, Delegate Joe Vogel, union leaders and workers from across Maryland, holding a press conference in Annapolis today to support legislation banning what they call captive audience meetings. They say the meetings are a union-busting tactic where employers require workers to attend anti-union meetings during their work hours. The lawmakers point to a recent ruling by the National Labor Relations Board that determined the captive audience meetings are unlawful. It's 8:05. Next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You thinking about your retirement? Do you want a guaranteed lifetime income? Well, maybe thinking about an annuity? Well, I know you've seen or heard ads from others that downplay annuities, right? But why is that? Maybe because they want you to invest your money with them, or maybe even lose it during the next bear market downturn. Now, is that what you want, or do you want safety, certainty, and security with your retirement nest egg? Do you want to find out how annuities really work? Well, you can. Just call my guy, Rod Barrowy, and his team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120, or on the web at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Now, you really can get a bonus and an income plan for life. Call Rod Barrowy today, 410-266-1120, 410-266-1120, on the web, SafeRetirementSolutions.com. Listen, I've met with Rod. He's the real deal. So, call Rod now at 410-266-1120. Tell him your friend Sean Hannity sent you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Ravens news this morning, the team announcing another change to its coaching staff. Passing game coordinator Chris Hewitt will not be retained. This comes after a season in which the Ravens set an NFL record with 4,000 passing yards and 3,000 rushing yards. So here's the scorecard. Ravens have let go Hewitt and inside linebacker coach Mark DeLeon. They brought in senior secondary coach Chuck Pagano and are zeroing in on retaining offensive coordinator Todd Monken. All the while, GM Eric DeCosta down in Mobile, Alabama at the Senior Bowl, assessing talent for the upcoming draft. Terps in the win column last night, 76-68 over Wisconsin in College Park. Head coach Kevin Willard saying it's good to be home.
January for like 15, 16 days. So to come home to a great crowd and play against a really good team and play well was good.
And finally, Fox News reporting that both American and Russian figure skaters were aboard the plane in the Reagan National Airport crash. U.S. Figure Skating reporting that athletes, coaches, and family members were returning home from a camp held in Wichita, Kansas. Two Russian figure skaters who won a pairs title at the 1994 World Championships were also on the plane, according to Russian officials. And now, just minutes ago, the Wall Street Journal reporting that no survivors from the plane crash have been found.
Hi, honey.
My mother called. She's coming to town.
To stay? The house is a complete mess.
Call MaidPro.
MaidPro? You know how picky your mom is.
Check out their 49-point checklist on MaidPro.com. They do a detailed cleaning every time. MaidPro.com is easy. Just enter your zip code, questions about the house, and submit.
Oh, I have another call. Huh, it's MaidPro. Thanks, honey. I guess your mother won't recognize our house.
Then MaidPro's even better than we thought.
Sign up for recurring service and receive $75 in free cleaning. MaidPro, your home clean just how you like it.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM at 99.9 FM in Harford County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Joining us on a Newsmaker hotline is filmmaker Jen Gation. Jen is made a documentary about Jordan Goodreau, which was shown at the Toronto Film Festival. This is all about Operation Gideon, which was allegedly a sanctioned operation to remove Nicolas Maduro from power in Venezuela. And this was allegedly authorized under the Trump administration. Of course, unfortunately, it went south. And Jordan Goodreau is accusing the CIA and the FBI of sabotaging his operation. And he lost some of his special forces members and Green Beret. And Jen has made a film about it. And recently, of course, the FBI has raided her house. And simply because of her association with Jordan Goodreau. Jen, good morning, and welcome to the program, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So again, this is obviously a very explosive content and material, pardon the expression, and you think that this FBI raid was clearly associated with your film about Jordan?
Well, I want to correct you. It's not been a raid. What it's been is the FBI is looking to seize all of my footage, and their hope is that they can cherry-pick from the 4 years that I've been covering this story to use, you know, interviews, cinema verite, which is me just filming someone in their daily life. They want to be able to use that, you know, against the subject of my film. And it really, to me, brings up a lot of issues for other documentarians, that if subjects feel that if their participation in a film is then going to be somehow used as evidence by the DOJ or material as though I'm an agent for the federal government, I have a problem with that. They have endless resources. They can do their own homework. And I really don't want to participate in what I think is a very complicated and egregious case against a decorated veteran.
Jen, when you say they've been attempting to get a hold of, I guess, raw footage or the documentary as a whole, in what fashion have they been doing this? Have they come around, knocked on your door and said, hey, got any extra film lying around?
Quite literally, it's resulted in the FBI and prosecutors have gone to screenings of my film. They are watching the Q&As of my film, and they called the studio, not requesting, but saying, we want a copy of the film, and we want all the materials. To me, they should go through the proper channels, which would be getting a subpoena.
Sure. Yeah, if they want it, it seems to me they have to say, this is a national security risk, we need that footage, and we need you to withhold it from the public until we get this sorted out. But they've not done that, huh?
No, and, you know, for me, you know, I've seen such bad behavior on the part of these agencies, and I feel incredibly grateful that we have President Trump today, who he himself has been subject to a criminal case and understands the leverage and the overreach. And I think had he personally not gone through it himself, he may not have been so adamant that things have to change in D.C. So the only gift that maybe would happen to him is that I do think that we finally have a president that is actually going to do criminal justice reform and actually recognizes the political warfare that's waged by these agencies for their personal vendettas. And they like to get certain people's scalps, and it gives a big win for them, and it's these trophy wins, and it's totally unfair.
All right, more with Jen Gation, filmmaker, here in just a moment, and how the FBI is harassing her and the incredible story of Jordan Goodreau in just a moment. We have a traffic update.
8:13, traffic weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Just spotted a new problem. Inner loop as you're coming under the bridge at Falls Road. So down the hill from Greenspring and before the JFX, there's now a wreck on the right side. Part of that was because this backup extending over in this vehicle fire near Delaney Valley Road. So now there was a backup there that went back to Greenspring. Now there's a wreck between Greenspring and the bridge at Falls Road. They're tucked in on the right side, but it's adding to the backup in Pikesville. The northeast outer loop gridlock. Solid. Almost Bel Air Road, but not quite, but Bel Air Road pretty much to the vehicle fire at Delaney Valley Road. Again, we're backed up four or five exits right in that area. The inner loop is still slowing as you're crossing at 83. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, Seminary Avenue outside the Beltway, even Northern Parkway to get away from that backup right now on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it'll be partly cloudy, dry, and today 48. Right now 32 and sunny in Middle River downtown. It is also 32. Jen Gation, a filmmaker, independent filmmaker, is with us here this morning, and she's telling us a story about being harassed by the FBI over her film regarding U.S. Army Green Beret Jordan Goodreau, who's obviously been charged, and he basically came out this morning. And said that the CIA and FBI are lying about him. Jen, in your research, in your film, I have not seen it yet. I do want to see this film. Any evidence that the Trump administration or the president himself sanctioned this effort to take out Maduro? I understand Keith Schiller, his bodyguard, may or may not have been involved in this. Do you have any evidence that you could share with us?
I have hard evidence. I actually don't know that it directly points to Trump, but there are certainly people within his administration, and this is undeniable. ironically, they are all people that he has recently said that he wants nowhere near his administration. Do not even bring up the name John Bolton. Do not even mention the name Mike Pompeo. And for goodness sakes, please don't go there with Mike Pence. These are all individuals within the White House during the first administration that did have contact with Jordan Goodrow, and there is copious evidence to suggest that. I mean, it's undeniable. What I find completely confounding is how these individuals are all denying they'd ever met him. They are going on the record saying, didn't know what this was happening. I've seen the texts. I've seen the evidence. I just think there's, unfortunately, this justice system, they're not going after those guys for lying. They're going after a 3 Bronze Star winning veteran who really believed he was removing a dictator and taking part of a mission to do some good in the world with the skill set that he had learned as a Special Forces Green Beret.
Now, Special Forces died in this Operation Gideon, and also somewhere in prison, and just recently were exchanged in a prisoner swap. So this is a lot of egg on the face of somebody.
It is, and I still, that's the part that even having been in this for 4 years, even reading all the materials I have, it's still a mystery. Typically in these cases, you say follow the money. And in this case, I would say that Jordan had signed a contract with what was the recognized president of Venezuela at the time, which was an individual named Juan Guaido. Juan Guaido was who the U.S. government recognized. This individual and his team signed a contract with Jordan. I know that the opposition government was in lockstep with the U.S. government. They're not going to do a mission without confirming it with the U.S. side. And Mark Esper's book actually details this. So what makes this hard even speaking to you about on the show is that it's such a vast, complicated situation with so many pockets of money. But I will say that the humanitarian aid that went to the U.S. The humanitarian aid the U.S. gave to the opposition government also gave them access to the U.S. bank accounts for the oil companies in Venezuela. And that money has never been accounted for. So the theory is that a lot of those opposition leaders became very rich off of pretending to want to liberate Venezuela because it was a great business model. They got all this humanitarian aid and they actually didn't need to do anything.
So you think then the mission here, the goal was to get the access to the Venezuelan oil?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So where can our listeners see your film, find your film about this?
The film does not yet have a release date. Like you said, it premiered at Toronto, and it got really great reviews. And I think because of the political landscape we're in, everybody wants to sort of take a breather from politics in terms of releasing a political documentary. So I would watch for Men of War later this year, maybe in the fall.
Okay. Do you think the FBI is going to try to interfere in any way, shape, or form with your film?
Absolutely, unless Kash Patel, and I'm really hoping that Kash Patel or someone within the Trump administration, which is why I'm on these radio shows and speaking, usually when you have a criminal case, in the case of Jordan, the rule of thumb has always been keep your mouth shut, okay, toe the line, and let's roll the dice and hope for the best. And I just think that we're in a different world right now where, people are intervening in these criminal cases and going, wait a second, I got to take a look at this. Who started this? What benefit is this to American society? Is this person really someone that we want to put away for 30 years? What good is this going to do? Why are we spending taxpayer money on cases like this? And what I'm certainly hoping for is that someone intervenes and goes, enough of this. Why are we harassing this filmmaker? And why is this guy who was believed and who had the authority to do this being criminalized? There was a $25 million bounty on Nicolas Maduro. There's now, they're actually currently, it's been reinstated, and they are looking to up it to $100 million. To me, that's mixed signaling.
Yeah.
Let's put a bounty on somebody, but don't do it, because if you try to do it, you're going to be criminalized for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a little bit crazy. Of a conflict there.
All right. The film, of course, hopefully we see later this year. It's about the U.S. Army Green Beret, Jordan Goudreau. Jan Gation, the independent filmmaker who does has a history of provocative and very great storytelling. Wish you all the luck here, and keep us posted on what's going on.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for having me this morning.
All right. Jen, thanks so much. That's Jen Gation, independent filmmaker. It's a fascinating story.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. That you know, and she mentioned some big names there, Bolton and Pompeo and Mark Esper, people in the Trump administration who may or may not have knowledge or have sanctioned this Operation Gideon to take out Maduro.
And who may or may not have told the president.
And then it went south.
Yeah.
And now, of course, the you-know-what hits the fan.
Indeed. 820 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. And here's a real estate fact for you, folks. Right now, homeowners are sitting on the sidelines, hesitant to sell because of the low inventory that's out there and the great rates they may have on their current home. Now, if this sounds like you, you should know that you're not alone. Let me ask you this. If you were able to find your perfect dream home and had an interest rate in the mid-fours, would you go for it? If you said yes, then please listen up. You have options on selling your home that are so different than they were about 20 years ago. So if you're planning to sell your home now or in the future, why work with somebody who's sell your home, an agent who uses the techniques of 20 years ago? Home Sold Guaranteed Realty is different. Vinny Steele is different. He has the buyers, he has the guarantees to help you sell fast and to sell for the most money. Find out more about Vinny Steele and your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty by calling him 410-709-7515. He's a guy, frankly, that I would call if I were interested in selling my home. Again, 410-709-7515. 515, Vinny Steele of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty.
The Great Scale Model Train Show is here this Saturday and Sunday at the Timonium Fairgrounds. The largest scale model train show in the Mid-Atlantic with more than 700 tables of trains and train-related items. And this weekend only, we're offering locomotive repairs and conversions to DCC exclusively at the Great Scale Model Train Show. Special family prices, free parking, and kids under 16 are free. Let's go to the train show.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Democrats are roasting RFK Jr. during his confirmation hearings because the FDA, the CDC, and HHS gets a whole lot of money from Big Pharma and Big Food.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
You know what we gotta do? Photo party.
They always make the most noise when their gravy train ends. Join me noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
823 right now. Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Delays through Pikesville. The fire department just left the accident scene on the inner loop here under the Falls Road Bridge. So if you're traveling between Green Spring and the JFX, everything is pretty much now confined onto the right side behind the painted out area. So we're getting the lanes through, but the backup now goes all the way back beyond 795. And then just after that, you'll be in the clear for a little while. And then when you get over towards 83, they're still trying to recover from this vehicle fire that we had on the outer loop at Delaney Valley Road. The inner loop is still looking at it, but it looks like we're starting to move a little better now, at least for the traffic on the inner loop. Let me go over and change the camera here back to Providence Road. That's also moving a little better. So it could indicate that the vehicle fire is out and they've at least moved it off the roadway. Going to take a little while. Everything has to settle down. So we had the wreck near the JFX and all this traffic on the northeast side from Hartford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, partly cloudy, dry, and 48 today before the rain heads into the area tonight and most of tomorrow. Right now, sunny, 32 in Columbia, 34 in Annapolis, and time to see which Democrat emerges from the Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it is time for us to find out where the loons are. Well, actually, as long as The View is showing live programs. We have a pretty fair guess, actually. Please head to the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring, and watch as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns. And here's one that's really astounding. I think universally, Caroline Leavitt is seen as having knocked it out of the park in her very first appearance behind the podium in the White House press room. However, that's apparently not good enough for Whoopi.
I would like this young lady who's, this is her first job, I would like her to do a little homework.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said something yesterday that really pissed me off. And that was, she said, there will be no wokeness here.
Oh, yeah.
Let me explain something to you. Because without that wokeness, you might not have that job.
Yeah.
Because women were not invited to that table.
And by the way, I think she's probably been put in there because according to Donald Trump, she's a 10. You know that's what it is.
Okay, so there you go. The only reason Donald Trump put her there is because she's a 10. Yeah, that's Joy Behar, who will be a 10. Should she be reborn 9 more times? I think it's fair to say. And Whoopi saying, if not for wokeness, you wouldn't be here, pretty much obviates the skill that Caroline Leavitt showed at that press conference. I mean, it's amazing to me how well this individual did in her late 20s as the press secretary for the President of the United States. But she's a phenom, folks. It has nothing to do with her gender. It has nothing to do with wokeness putting her there. It has to do with her skill and her job, period. So, Whoopi and Joy, please put your envious bottoms back in the car and get yourselves out of here.
It's 27 minutes after the hour. Coming up after the 8:30 news here this morning, the Lake and Riley Act gets signed, the latest on the Trump crackdown on immigration. But Eddie, one of our listeners, has sent us a fascinating email this morning regarding this crash at Reagan National Yes. Airport, where a Army Black Hawk helicopter collided with an American Airlines commercial jetliner. Mm-hmm. Right now, looks like they're going to move from rescue to recovery. 27 Yeah. bodies have already been pulled out of the aircraft, and one from the Black Hawk. But just 2 weeks before the 2024, because we were positing this morning what would cause this.
Yeah.
Incompetence, mechanical failure, intentional act. We left out one other option, which I was unaware of until now, that Lockheed Martin has now demonstrated the self-flying Sikorsky remote Black Hawk technology. They did it in Washington, D.C. just months ago. They now can. There's autonomous Black Hawk helicopters.
So a Black Hawk drone, in essence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, in FAA airspace, a pilot has to be on board. It is required. So I don't know. We're speculating here. We're just giving another option. This was a night train. We're getting word now that the Black Hawk did not have its lights on, but the commercial aircraft did. So we don't know whether the NTSB is going to investigate this, but you said earlier, you reported it was a training mission.
Well, that's how they categorize pretty much anything. It's not a combat mission, but it covers a pretty wide area. A training mission can be anything from taking a newbie out for the first flight to simply somebody going out to make sure they stay current and have enough flight hours.
Well, so one thing I am confident in, that with Secretary of Defense Hegseth, we're going to get the truth. There's going to be transparency on this in the end. This is a very sad and tragic story, no doubt. But yeah. I don't know if it has anything to do with autonomous aircraft, but it is something to at least...
If that were to prove true... To have an autonomous aircraft flying in space that is so heavily congested going into Nashville.
As I said, there would have to be at least a pilot or co-pilot if you're in FAA airspace.
Yeah.
But
maybe,
again,
maybe they assumed that somebody on the ground was controlling it.
Yeah. And again, it's pure speculation at this point. We have not confirmed anything of this, but I just put it out there as perhaps another option to consider now going forward. The best of the morning drive. available each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Rumble page. Make sure you check it out. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Still to come here on the program, the president signs the Lakin Riley Act. We'll hear from Lakin's mom. Also, the latest on the cracking down on the border as well. It's 8:30. Time for latest news headlines. Once again, here's Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. First responders from around the D.C. area helping to search the Potomac River to try to find survivors. Apparently, they moved from the trying to find survivors to the recovery phase, assumption being they've not found anyone who actually survived that crash. That's from last night's plane crash near Reagan. Mayor Muriel Bowser of D.C. thanked local, state, and federal officials for their support. D.C. Fire EMS Chief John Donnelly said around 300 first responders were working overnight on the rescue effort and will now be working on the recovery effort. Officials fear anyone who survived the crash may have been overcome by hypothermia. The water temp in the Potomac at the time was around 40 degrees. It would not take long for hypothermia to kick in, and it doesn't take long with severe hypothermia for somebody to perish. Investigators from the NTSB are already helping with the response to last night's plane crash. The agency announced on social media that it has now dispatched a go team of investigators to begin looking at the crash. Officials refused to comment on any potential investigations during a press conference last night, saying their immediate focus was on any rescues that might still be possible. U.S. figure skating, it says a group of athletes and coaches were on that flight that crashed in Potomac. The organization released a statement last night saying a group of young athletes, coaches, and family members were returning from the National Development Camp being held out in Wichita, Kansas. The statement said the organization was devastated by the unspeakable tragedy and that it would release more details when available. And flights in and out of National being held this morning as rescue operations continue, or recovery operations continue now on the Potomac. Ground stop issued for all flights last night following that deadly collision between the American Airlines plane and a military helicopter. And that'll be closed until at least 11 o'clock this morning. It's 8:32 right now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. WCBM traffic and weather on the threes in 1 minute.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but your finances too. Your personal info is in so many places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. If your identity's stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed, or your subscription money back, and resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your new year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com and save up to 40% off your first year with promo code CLAY. Terms apply.
A lot of drivers from last night. Your pick three was 408. Your pick four is 0637. And now, traffic and weather on the threes with Chuck Whitaker.
If you're heading north of the city on 95, after the city county line and out to the Beltway, there's an accident there on the left-hand side, northbound after the bridge at Chesico Avenue. So a new problem there coming up north, not really back to Moravia Road, but right there at the city line. The express lanes are open if you want to move over there. The main line of 95 is backed up probably close to a mile at this point. You want to stay to the center and the right lane. The vehicle fire was out, moved to the shoulder. We're a little better now on the outer loops. Not going away anytime soon, but at least the lanes are back open in the area at Delaney Valley Road. You still had an accident on the right shoulder on the inner loop under the Falls Road Bridge and delays back through Pikesville. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Temperatures cooler today, warming up tomorrow, cooling down over the weekend. Never a dull moment. A few clouds today, but no rain. 48. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain. 54. Saturday, sunny and cooler. 45. Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, on sports.
Well, the Terps back home last night in front of a raucous sellout crowd at the Xfinity Center. And in the second half, the men said, let the good times roll.
Rice in transition for three.
Jason Horowitz with the call, and Rodney Rice has done it again. His three-pointer caps an 11-0 second-half run that put the Terps in the lead for good on their way to a 76-68 victory over the Wisconsin Badgers. Head coach Kevin Willard after the game.
Selt hit a couple. I think Selt hit the first one in the half. Then he hit one when we were down six to cut it to three. Having the right guy shoot him always helps.
And, of course, five players in double digits for Maryland last night. Rice with 16, Selton Miguel with 12. Local college basketball, how about Jordan Penix for the Navy midshipmen? Back-to-back games with 5 3-pointers. Last night, leading the way to a 79-54 win over Lehigh. Tonight, a national TV game at the Peak on the campus of UMBC. The Retrievers hosting the Bryan Bulldogs at 7 p.m. on ESPN2. Ravens news, the team not bringing back passing game coordinator Chris Hewitt, making official Chuck Pagano as senior secondary coach. One of the players he'll be coaching is safety Ardarius Washington, who played a huge role in the team's defensive improvement down the stretch. Here's Ravens GM Eric DaCosta.
Tough, physical, a playmaker, instinctive, smart, a leader. Great story. Just another one of these undrafted guys over the years that we've had. That's
one of the players he'll be coaching, of course, just mentioned is Ardarius Washington. That's who DaCosta was talking about. Caps conclude a 5-game road trip tonight in Ottawa against the Senators, leading the Metro by 7 points with one game in hand on Carolina. Caps will rock the red at home Saturday night against the Jets. That'll be the beginning of a 6-game and 8-game home stretch for the Washington Capitals. With the pitchers and catchers reporting in 14 days, what a conundrum for the Holiday family. That's the Matt Holiday family, which includes Jackson Holiday, the Orioles' second baseman, and Ethan Holiday, one of the top high school prospects in the country. Ethan Holiday yesterday becoming the first baseball player to sign an NIL deal with Adidas. He's got a commitment to Oklahoma State. However, he could be the number one draft choice in the MLB draft coming up in June. The time now is 8:37. When we return, is blood thicker than water?
Would you like safety, certainty, and security with your retirement income plan? Rod Barowi with Safe Retirement Solutions has been helping people plan their financial future since 1975. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at newnordicusa.com or at CVS.
So here's the thing. Eagles Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
The Kelce brothers.
Right.
Travis plays for the Chiefs.
Right.
Jason.
Does he?
He does. Oh. I'm talking about Travis Swift.
Oh.
Jason plays played for the Philadelphia Eagles for 13 years.
Yeah.
The two of them play against each other. Well, who is Jason going to root for? The Chiefs or the Eagles? His brother plays for Kansas City.
Right.
He played for Philadelphia.
Yeah.
13 years.
I'd imagine he has to root for the Chiefs.
Does he?
And his brother.
Well, he could root for his brother
to play
and the
well,
Eagles.
And the Eagles to win.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
And that's what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said. There was a podcast yesterday. I couldn't find the audio, unfortunately.
Did he clear that with a great Mahomo?
He cleared it.
All right.
Yeah, it's been clear. You can't clear anything. You can't say anything without clearing it with him.
Yeah, the great Mahomo.
Yeah.
And Taylor Swift.
Yeah. He loves that, by the way.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's what he's doing. He's rooting for his brother, but he's rooting for his team.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that is very interesting. But that's the chicken's way out. Take a stand, man. Okay. He's going to get blowback either way, but he tried to chicken out of it. Tried to play peacemaker.
Chicken outer.
Yeah. What did you call Mahomes again?
The great Mahomo.
Oh, the great. Okay.
Right. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, you're right.
8:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. The Lakin Riley Act was signed into law yesterday by President Trump. Lakin Riley's mom was present for the event.
We also want to thank President Trump for the promises he made to us. He said he would secure our borders and that he would never forget about Lakin. And he hasn't. He's a man of his word. We trust that he will fight for the American people.
So what does the Lincoln-Riley Act do?
I mean, people keep asking that question. One, it basically, if you're an illegal alien and you've been arrested on a number of charges, mm-hmm. and not convicted, but you've been first off, you're in the country illegally. That's number one. Number two, you've burglary, larceny, theft, shoplifting, any of and all of that. You then are detained by the DHS, mm-hmm. and you're set for deportation before conviction. And so the left is crying about, well, you're innocent until proven guilty. That would be true of law-abiding citizens of the United States. But if you're in this country illegally, they can, according to, we'll see, this probably will be challenged all the way to the Supreme Court, whether or not this is a constitutional approach to someone being charged with a crime.
Yeah, there are those on the political left, like AOC, who was all up in arms about this because she thought somehow it guarantees injustice for Hispanics, which it doesn't, but there you go.
Anybody that's an illegal. There's Hispanics, there are black, brown, white, there's Chinese illegals. The other thing it does, it allows the states to sue the federal government if, for instance, let's say in Maryland we release somebody from custody of a local jail. We don't notify ICE and for them to detain them, and we just release that illegal alien into the community at large, and that illegal alien goes on to commit another crime, then the states can sue the federal government for that, or vice versa.
Yeah.
So it's so that's the Lincoln Riley Act, and 156 Democrats voted against it. Every single Democrat in Maryland except for April McLean Delaney, Congresswoman from the 6th Congressional District here in Maryland. And, of course, Andy Harris didn't vote for it either. So, out of the 8, only 2.
Only 2.
Yeah. Johnny Zero voted against the Lincoln Riley Act. Kristi Noem is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary after cutting off the NGOs of billions of dollars and enabling them to traffic in children. She then revoked the deportation protections for 600,000 Venezuelan illegals.
Well, before he left town, Mayorkas signed an order that said for 18 months they were going to extend this protection to people that are in temporary protected status, which meant they were going to be able to stay here and violate our laws for another 18 months, and we stopped that. Today we signed an executive order within the Department of Homeland Security in a direction that we were not going to follow through on what he did to tie our hands, that we are going to follow the process, evaluate all of these individuals that are in our country, including the Venezuelans that are here and members of TDA. Listen, I was in New York City yesterday, and the people of this country want these dirtbags out. They want their communities to be safe. It was so amazing to me to see people walk by us on the street early in the morning and just say, thank you. Thank you for being here. So this is part of our plan to make sure that we're protecting America, keeping it safe again, just like President Trump promised.
It's actually pretty amazing to walk down the streets of New York and have somebody say anything to you.
They were cheering.
Yeah.
They were cheering in New York when the ICE was conducting raids in New York City the other day. The other thing that came to me was, Trump is, I think, brilliant in this. You want Maduro out. We just talked to Jen Gation about the Operation Gideon. You want Maduro out of Venezuela. What better way to return an army of Venezuelan, and they're going to be ticked off, than get to stay in this country. And so you take 600,000 Venezuelan illegals, you send them back to their home country, and who knows, maybe a revolution ensues. Just saying.
8:43 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, Chuck Whitaker.
Northbound 95 coming out of the city, going up through Rosedale. That wreck is still there. Left side of the roadway. Backup goes back to the city county line. If you want to move over, it costs you a buck or so, whatever it is, to go north in the express lanes, and you can go right through that area. But you have a backup northbound, at least a mile coming out of the city on 95 north. The Beltway still hurting a little bit. We had the problems earlier with a vehicle fire at Delaney Valley Road. Slow recovery there. Then the inner loop had the wreck under the bridge at Falls Road, still off to the right shoulder area, and that's still backed up. The west side is still solid, 795 down through Frederick Road. Even the inner loop is a little busy north of 95 coming up towards Frederick Road. Some backing, some slowing, heavy traffic, but we're moving at both the harbor tunnels.
I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, the channel forecast, partly cloudy, dry today and 48 before the rain comes in tonight, and rain on and off tomorrow. Most of the day, 54, cooling down on Saturday, sunny, and 45. Right now, 32 and sunny in Bel Air, 34 in Pasadena. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, just like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby, give it to me, give it to me.
All right, a feel-good news segment of the day. Today, for the second day in a row, it deals with the L.A. fires. The L.A. Sheriff's Department released chest cam footage of two police officers rescuing a 100-year-old woman from a retirement home during the Eaton fire this month. They saw another woman outside walking her dog, told her to evacuate. She told them there might be still somebody inside. So they went in and found out why she didn't leave.
Sheriff's Department! Anybody inside? You gotta evacuate! Hello?
Oh, hi! Okay, perfect. Is there anyone else with you?
No.
Okay.
Where were you at?
I've been trying to find a way out. Let's get you out of here.
Get you out. But don't lose me.
I promise
no,
I won't.
No one was you. Don't worry. We've been yelling. Did you hear us?
I didn't hear. I'm deaf.
Okay.
And I've charged my hearing aids. I'm 100.
So she had not recharged her hearing aids and couldn't hear a darn thing. And thank goodness for those LA Sheriff's Department going in there and finding this 100-year-old lady who was saved during the Eaton fire earlier this month. Just incredible. Stephen Miller has just been amazing of late. He was on. We played some clips yesterday with him with Fake Tapper. And the same segment, the same interview, I caught a little bit of, because we keep hearing about the Insurrection Act. And President Trump has referenced the Alien Sedition Act and the Insurrection Act in going after some of these illegals. And Fake Tapper asked Stephen Miller, well, what about the Insurrection Act? How does it apply here to immigration policy?
So the Insurrection Act in this context mostly applies to considerations related to the border and the cartel threat. So we've already seen two shooting incidences in the last 2 days of suspected cartel violence against Border Patrol agents. President Trump's clampdown and closure of the southern border has disrupted the flow of funds to the most ruthless and dangerous organizations on planet Earth, like the Sinaloa cartel, like the Mexican mafia. These are organizations that are being designated as foreign terrorist organizations, and the president has set the national objective of eradicating their physical presence on U.S. soil. So you should understand considerations about the Insurrection Act in that context.
So again, and he's pulling out all the stops. You know, as far as National Guard troops on the border, and again, they're not they're letting the Border Patrol do their job. So they help with logistics, they help with whatever they need, but they're not actually rounding up people. But that begs the question here, Bruce, with the cartels, the Sinaloa cartel and others now being designated as an FTE, foreign terrorist entity, that allows the president, the commander-in-chief, to authorize U.S. military to do whatever it has to do to protect our southern border.
Yeah.
And so if the cartels are going to pick a fight, they are going to get one, and it's not going to end well for them. To say the least. So it'd be interesting to see if Mexico is emboldened by this strategy at all. Maybe if they feel the U.S. military now is on the southern border of the United States and Mexico, their northern border, then maybe they can take a little bit more of a proactive approach to reining in the cartels. Because heretofore, they've been afraid to do that because, let's face it, the cartel influence and money and bribes and corruption goes very far in the Mexican government. We have judges.
They control the northern, all the northern states.
We have military. We have judges. We have politicians that have all been corrupted and owned, basically, by the I think all members of our Congress. I don't know who. I don't have any names. But I think members of our Congress have been bribed and corrupted by some of these cartels to look the other way because they're running drugs. They're running human beings. meetings and the like, and it's multi-billion-dollar industry.
Well, if passes prologue, I think you can guarantee that there are some congresspeople, male or female, the Democrat or Republican, who have been approached and potentially accepted bribes, because we've seen it happen from other organizations in the past, and they have the video to prove it. So I don't think it's unreal to say that there are those congresspeople who may very well have been corrupted by cartel cash, but who they are, again, until somebody gets in and does a forensic audit of their where their wealth comes from as congresspeople, you're not going to know.
All right. Again, coming up right after the after this break, we're going to take a look at, again, more of the border issue, the costs that were accumulating. And this is another reason why, economically, that we have to make some changes in immigration policy as well. We'll check in with Kim Klasick here in just a moment. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of Pro Status Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor Radio Show and Podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you want them all talking to each other so they're working for me, for us. And that's hard to do.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing, simply getting them on the phone, let alone getting them to talk to each other. And most importantly, above anything else, is getting them to agree on a strategy. You know, that's the most important thing, is coming up with an estate plan that works with your financial plan, coming up with a plan for taxes that works with your financial plan, and making sure all of them are doing the same thing. Because if you're working with three different people, you're driving to one side of town to see your estate planning attorney, mm-hmm. you're driving across the other side of town to see your CPA, and then you're going to see your financial advisor, making sure that all of them work together is the hardest part. And that is why we bring it all under one roof with ProStatus Financial. So for the next five callers that are truly serious, why not take the steps now to protect everything that you've worked so hard for? I encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
This is the model that Ryan Herbert, Mike Kinnett, and their team at ProStatus Financial have built. So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. And as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Call ProStatus now, 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. And at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. Democrats are roasting RFK Jr. during his confirmation hearings because the FDA, the CDC, and HHS gets a whole lot of money from Big Pharma and Big Food.
Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. Coming up right after 9 o'clock news, Kim Klasick live. She was stellar last night at the Stake of the Union that we had at the Mount Washington Tavern. Great event last night, by the way. For those of you who were able to come, I hope you guys had as good a time as we all did. And for those of you who weren't, this is simply the first in a number of events we have coming up. We have... what is it? It's
Pint and Politics. Pint and Politics. It's going to be at a local brewery. We have the Crab Feast coming up this summer. And Freedom Fest. We're going to be, that's an annual event now. We're doing it every 2 years. We're going to make it an annual event. So you can find all the details of these events as they're announced at WCBM.com and on the mobile app. So make sure you do that. And the goal is to get to as many geographical locations in our listing area as possible so we can spread the wealth, as they say. And we're going to keep Kim very busy.
Yeah, Kim, by the way, is lobbying to have the next event in Belize during the winter. That should be a requirement, she says. It's 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I have a friend who has a villa in Barbados that has eight bedrooms. So
well, there you go then. We're good to go.
Log it.
Set up a deal there.
Just in case.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make a little note here just in case. 95 North after Chesico, that wreck is still there, left side of the roadway. So again, if you're coming up from the city-county line, you have two options. Stay to the far right on 95 or the express lanes. Everybody's going right on gone past, and the express lanes cost you a couple of bucks going out towards the Beltway, but you're moving a whole lot better than the main line. There's a new wreck now on the Beltway, outer loop south of Liberty Road. Looks like it's down around the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. After that point and then down to I-70, not much traffic there, but Liberty Road up to the area at 795 is still backed up because of this new wreck on the west side. Earlier problems clearing, getting better. Inner loop at the JFX, that wreck was on the right side. The vehicle fire was out. Outer loop at Delaney Valley Road, still some slowing, and we're backed up a little bit southbound. Nothing major at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
All right, your weather channel forecast, partly cloudy, dry today, 48, light rain moving into the area tonight, overnight. Tomorrow, rain heavy at times, 54, Saturday, sunny, dry, and 45 right now. Sunny in 34 Middle River, it is 34 in Arnold. Kim Klasick live coming up next. We got a chance to watch Kim work the room last night, and she's done this before.
It's amazing.
How many times did people come up to you and say, can I have a picture with you, Sean, last night? I think it happened to me like three times.
In I think at the end.
Yeah, at the end.
It was only because Kim was in it.
Yeah, but Kim actually was so busy having her picture taken with people that she didn't have a chance to sit down at the table and eat until...
No,
yeah.
That's not true. I just want to make sure I meet everybody. Because I know, that's silly, but it's... but, you know, they're there for us, and I do understand. Some people, like you mentioned before, all the way from Eastern Shore came out, and so I was like, oh, gosh, I gotta at least say hello and thank you to everybody. So that was what I was doing.
It was a wonderful evening.
It was really nice.
Good chance, nice intimate setting, and we got a chance to sit and talk some politics and have some good food, and it's always... I think one of the best things I like is connecting with listeners because, you know, a lot of times we don't get a chance to get out there and see them as much. And, and that's all going to change, hopefully, in the next year or so. We're going to be out there three or four times.
No, absolutely. I got to give Eric, the engineer, some credit because the sound was great in there.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, so I know I tease him all the time, but that...
Right, well, it was an accident, but, you know, we'll give him credit anyway. Just kidding. Yeah. What's coming up on the show?
Of course, we're going to talk about this tragic accident at Reagan National Airport. I did find out my little brother's friend, Mikey Stovall, was on that flight.
Wow.
His mother has posted that he was coming back from a hunting trip, so... I keep looking at all of the reports coming out. It just seems like a very tragic accident, and I'm sure they're going to find out later on how this could have been avoided and what exactly happened, but I just can't imagine.
Look, anytime these things happen, it's just horrific.
Yeah.
But a military chopper, it's really bizarre.
It really is.
Because they are, not that accidents don't happen, they do, but again, they usually are fairly precise in the way they fly and aviate. And something obviously had to happen and went awry. Just horrible.
Yeah, there was a failure somewhere, but we're going to talk about that. Also, at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Jennifer Dundum. She is a farmer in Eastern Shore, and she's also a board member for the Maryland Farmers Bureau. So we're going to talk to her about what some of these tariffs mean for some of the farmers and what they would like to see out of this administration. Because sometimes I do feel as though the farmers are being ignored. And obviously we've got many of them in Carroll County and in Eastern Shore area that listen to the show. Yeah. So she's going to join us around 11 o'clock. And obviously more local issues, right? The budget, Annapolis, everything that's going on.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they, how they finagle some of these taxes and service fees and so on and so forth. And as we talked about yesterday, the governor continues to sort of gaslight us on cuts and how he's spreading the misery.
Yeah, Some people spread the wealth. He spreads the opposite.
He spreads the misery. Absolutely. All right, Kim Klasick up next, right after the 9 o'clock news here on WCBM.
So the cost of what it means to have the illegal aliens removed from this country. Joe Borelli is a member of the New York City Council, and he says in New York City alone, it has cost them billions of dollars to be funding what's necessary to house and feed and clothe the illegals that are being dumped in their lap.
So far, the migrant crisis has cost $6.5 billion with a B out of pocket.
Wow.
So if there's no other elected official in New York, maybe it's just me, but I want to say thank you to President Trump. Thank you to Tom Holman, because as a taxpayer in this city, I don't know how long we can possibly sustain this wave of illegal people living on our dime.
Yeah, and not only they're living on the dime, but they're preventing that dime from being used for other purposes. This is something that the residents of Chicago are very upset about, as they see their schools being occupied not by kids going to elementary school, but by illegal aliens who are being housed there. Borelli says, you know, fine, the $6.5 billion, how do we get it back?
How do we get back that $6.5 billion that could have gone to schools, to hospitals, to nurses, to firefighters, or even, you know, making the flowers in the park grow nicer? All these things were taken from us because the Democratic Party fundamentally failed us at the border and here in our large cities.
Yeah, one thing he went on to say, by the way, is step one, stop giving illegals free stuff.
Oh, here in Maryland, it's estimated $2 billion, and yet nobody, the governor or anybody in the General Assembly session, is identifying that as a possible cost savings.
No, instead he's simply pushing the state costs down to the counties, figuring that way his hands are clean.
All right. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it for us today. Stay tuned for Kim. She's coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Rob Carson, noon to 3, Drive Home with Sean Hannity. Back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.